of life, seated on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we buy out your name. How should I, God of grace, Lord most high, Jesus Christ. Moment is a gift from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai.
Song said he's a God of grace. And it's only by his grace, every moment that he gives us, saints, it's his grace. Now for us to be here today, given this opportunity to worship, it's just his grace. If you went to the graveyard today, there's many people younger than you that have passed their days. They've finished their allotted time. But the proof that God's grace is still available to you and me, he has given us another opportunity. And to all of us, every day has the potential to be a new beginning. That's the wonderful thing about the Lord. Because grace, it's unmerited favor. It's not something you deserve. It's because of the goodness of God. Because of his character. Because of who he is. He's willing, no matter who you are, what you've done, Where you are today,
où est-ce que tu es aujourd'hui?
It can be a new beginning.
Cela peut être un nouveau.
That's what you wanted to speak of today.
C'est cela dont nous
from the book of Ruth is about Naomi's new beginning, her restoration by the grace of God.
Nouveau
so
de
glad
de
for Brother Maxwell and his family,
nous saluons Frère Maxwell et sa famille,
and his daughter,
et sa fille.
May the Lord help her to get used to the weather.
Dieu nous a donné un bon
she was saying it's so different than Italy.
Elle a dit que c'est différent.
I remember when we came from Africa as well, it took
je
a long time.
Quand nous sommes venus d'Afrique,
I used to go and shower twice a day when I first got in, because the feet were always cold.
Je me lavais deux fois par jour parce que mes pieds étaient toujours froids.
But then you get used to it.
Maintenant, je suis habitué.
Yeah, an important thing is,
la chose la plus importante,
you'll feel at home
vous vous sentez à la
when you're in the perfect will of God.
Quand vous êtes dans la volonté
you may
de
be
Dieu.
In the South Pole.
Peut-être vous êtes au pôle
but
sud,
if the Lord wants you to be there,
mais si le Seigneur veut que tu sois
in your soul, you feel at home.
Dans ton âme, tu te
we all have
toi.
A homeland.
C'est un chez toi.
A place that God has placed us.
Là où Dieu vous a placé.
And the safest place
l'endroit
is in the center of His perfect will.
C'est dans sa volonté.
We want to greet Sister's Village. Village, she's got her friend Isabel with us. God bless you, Isabel. Nice to see you. May the Lord be with you. And Brother Francois's friend Derek.
Derek aussi,
God bless you, Derek.
François.
May the Lord bless you in the service as
le
well.
Seigneur bénisse le service.
Let's open the book of Ruth.
Ouvrons le livre de
we'll
Ruth.
Take chapter 1.
Au chapitre
like
1.
I said, our topic today is Naomi's new beginning.
Comme j'ai dit, notre sujet, c'est le nouveau commencement.
Or Naomi's restoration.
La restauration de Naomi.
Because the book of Ruth, we normally read about Ruth.
Parce que dans le livre de Ruth, nous lisons
seulement but the story of redemption includes Naomi as well.
L'histoire de la rédemption inclut aussi
so we'd like
Naomi.
Just to look at her because there's some good lessons to learn
nous voulons regarder
from
Naomi parce qu'il y a des bonnes leçons à tirer.
Let's read the first seven verses, Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. Let's also read from 19 to 22.
19 à 22 aussi.
And so, and they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, but call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Let's bow our heads. Father, how your word is rich. How your word, Lord, is so wonderful. Lord, if we can just be in the spirit of the composer upon this day. If you could grant us, Lord, that access within the veil to come, Lord, to the place where the Shekinah glory, Father, hovers over the tablets of stone. That, Father, it may not just be words upon a page, but that might be something that you inscribe, Lord, upon the tablets of our heart. That, Father, whosoever we are, wheresoever we would be, that you would just take your word, Father, and let your word be our redemption upon this day. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet. Let it be a light unto our path. Let your word be a mighty weapon. Let your word be whatsoever it needs to be to each and every one of us upon this day. To them who need balm in Gilead, let it be so. To them who need the oil and the wine, Father, let it be so. Father, whatsoever the needs of each of your people, Father, we just want to bring ourselves before thee upon this day. A special blessing upon the visitors in our gates. Father, may you be their portion upon this day. May they taste and see, as Brother George has said, that indeed the Lord is good. Father, and we do thank you for the testimony of our brother David. Father, we bring that situation to thee. Father, that you just reach forth your hand. Father, we just don't want our brother even to have an operation. But Father, we just call upon the great physician to say, Jesus, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you just touch our brother. You be glorified, we pray. And Father, our sister that's come to be with us, to sojourn for a season in our days of our pilgrimage, may you bless her, Lord. Father, may you be with her, help her to settle well. And Father, may she be a blessing. Even Brother Maxwell Jr., thank you to see him playing the instruments, Lord. Father, may you bless him. May you use him for your glory. Be with us now. Bless those gathering in like manner in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. So like I said, we want to like have a look at Naomi today. I'm just going to take it from the message, Kinsman Redeemer.
Nous allons lire dans le message, le parent rédempteur.
Just the first few pages, from page 9, the prophet speaks about Naomi.
À partir de la page 9, le prophète parle
and
de
I thought
Naomi.
There were some real interesting things that he brings out.
Je crois que c'était intéressant qu'il amène cela.
Concerning Naomi.
Et parlant de Naomi.
Because Naomi was a kind of person.
Parce que Naomi était ce genre de personne.
Who had a lot of regret in her past.
Qui devait regretter son passé.
Naomi had made decisions.
Naomi a pris des décisions.
That had caused her a lot of sorrow.
Qui lui a causé beaucoup d'affliction.
She had relationships that she looked back to.
Elle avait des relations auxquelles elle
and when she thought of those relationships, it brought her sorrow.
Quand elle a suivi ces relations, cela l'a amené à la
Naomi relation. Was a kind of person.
Elle était ce genre de personne.
Who got to the situation.
Qui se trouve dans une
where
situation
she must have thought, I've blown it.
Où elle pouvait dire, j'ai tout gâché.
I've just messed it all up.
J'ai complètement tout gâché.
Imagine you go out of the promised land for 10 years.
Imaginez-vous sortir du pays
10
pendant 10 ans.
And you reap a harvest of sorrow while you're out of the promised land.
Et elle récolte l'affliction pendant qu'elle est loin.
Your husband dies.
Son mari meurt.
Your sons die.
Ses enfants meurent.
You bury them in Moab.
Tu les enterres à Moab.
You know, Naomi, she was old.
Naomi, elle était
she's
vieille.
Now a widow.
Elle était maintenant vieille.
She's childless.
Sans enfant.
That was the greatest fear woman in the Bible had.
C'était la plus grande peur pour une
there
femme
was no social welfare in those days.
Il n'y avait pas d'assistance sociale en ce jour-là.
What you relied on was your husband to look after you.
Tu comptais seulement sur ton mari pour prendre
and if your husband
enfant.
Died, then your sons would look
si
after
le mari mourait, les enfants s'en
but occupaient. She finds herself in this position.
Mais elle se retrouve dans une telle condition.
That she's a widow.
Elle est veuve.
And she's childless.
Et sans enfant.
And what is she going to do?
Et qu'est-ce qu'elle allait faire?
You know, God specializes in situations like that.
Dieu se spécialise dans des situations comme
a cela. Situation where you look at the decisions you've made in the past.
Des situations dans lesquelles vous regardez
it was no one's fault but her own.
C'était la
and her husband.
C'était
God, God never
Dieu
wanted people
ne voulait jamais
to leave the promise.
Puissent quitter.
They made the decision.
Ils avaient pris
and they décision. Went down and they lived in Moab.
Et ils sont partis vivre à Moab.
And they reaped now the consequences of their decision.
Et récoltaient les conséquences de leur décision.
But the precious thing about the book of Ruth,
mais la chose la plus précieuse
chapter 1,
it
shows that God can
Dieu
bring out precious things
peut amener, faire sortir
from the
des
most
choses,
hopeless of circumstances.
Des choses précieuses, des conditions
because Ruth comes from this situation.
Et Ruth sort seulement de cette condition.
Ruth comes on the scene. Because of these backslidings of Elimelech
and Naomi.
The prophet says Naomi backslid. Friends, there's hope for the backslider. You may have backslid for 10 years like Naomi. Gone down into
Moab.
But as long as you still retain your faith. She lost everything else, but she never lost her faith. And God says, I will restore, saith the Lord. No matter how far somebody has gone down, no matter from the outward appearance, people might have looked at her.
Peut-être qu'extérieurement les gens peuvent avoir regardé.
And so what good can come out of this kind of a life?
Il pouvait dire quel bien peut-il sortir de ce genre.
The best of her life is behind her.
Le meilleur de sa vie est passé derrière elle.
The best of your life is never behind you.
La meilleure portion de ta vie
there's potential today to every one of us here.
Il y a un potentiel pour chacun de nous ici.
For the best of our life to be still to come.
Pour que la meilleure portion de notre vie.
Just depending on how you respond at this season in your life.
Regardez seulement comment vous avez répondu.
To what the Lord does in your life now.
Ce que le Seigneur fait dans votre
vie. Your life can become something so special.
Votre vie peut devenir quelque chose.
That God can record it in His Word like Naomi.
Que Dieu peut le réécrire dans sa parole comme Naomi.
Despite all of the regrets of the past.
Malgré tous les regrets du passé.
And that's what I like about Naomi.
C'est ce que j'aime pour Naomi.
Ruth speaks of the redemption of the unbeliever.
Ruth parle de la rédemption des incroyables.
She was worshiping her idols down there in Moab.
Elle adorait ses idoles à Moab.
She was caught up in the fashions of Hollywood and all these things.
Elle était prise dans la mode de Hollywood et toutes ces choses.
There was redemption for her.
C'était la rédemption pour
but
elle.
Naomi speaks of the redemption of the backslider.
Mais Naomi parle de la rédemption des rétrogrades.
Of the person who knew better.
Pour cette personne qui savait
and then
mieux,
because situations became tough,
mais à cause des conditions dures,
they made a decision to leave the word.
Ils ont pris la décision de
to leave their calling.
De quitter leur appel,
and to go and sojourn out of the promised land for a season.
D'aller loin de la terre promise pour une saison.
They made a decision to sojourn.
Ils ont pris la décision.
That means to leave for a limited time.
De quitter pour un temps bien précis.
Be careful of those kind of decisions.
Soyez prudent avec ces gens.
Because
de
sin
décision.
Will take you far further than you ever
parce
intended to go.
Vous amener plus loin que vous n'avez
and it'll keep you there far longer than you ever intended to stay.
Plus longtemps que vous
because Elimelech never ever intended.
Parce que Elimelech n'avait jamais
when conditions became difficult
quand les conditions sont devenues
in the message, in the promised land,
dans le message, la terre promise,
he made his mind, we'll just go for a season.
Il a dit, allons seulement
we'll
pour
just compromise a little bit.
Compromettons-nous un tout
friends, when you let the devil in, be careful.
Quand vous laissez le diable, soyez
because sometimes quicker than you thought,
parce que parfois plus vite
he'll take possession of far more than you thought.
Il va prendre plus que ce que vous
pensez. And Elimelech never would have believed
et Elimelech ne voulait pas croire,
that he was going to be buried during that time of his sojourning.
Qu'il n'avait pas cru qu'il allait être enterré pendant ce
he must
temps-là.
Have thought we'll just go for a season.
Il avait pensé que c'était
then we'll come back in the promised land to our inheritance.
Rentrer dans son héritage, la
but he never possessed his inheritance.
Mais n'a plus possédé son
héritage. And his sons never possessed the inheritance.
Et ses enfants ne l'ont plus possédé.
Because of decisions that you made during a time of famine.
Seulement à cause d'une décision prise pendant le temps de la
the famine. Conditions were hard.
Les conditions étaient
in the house of God's bread in Bethlehem.
Dans la maison du pain de Dieu, Bethlehem.
And they looked down in Moab.
Ils ont regardé là, Moab.
Moab, the prophet says, speaks of illegitimacy.
Le Moab, le prophète dit que c'est l'illégitimité.
And the grass was greener on the other side.
Et le pâturage était vert de l'autre
friends,
côté.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
Les pâturages sont
when you get out of the Spirit,
quand vous
the grass is always greener on the other side.
The
other church is always better than your church.
Les autres églises sont toujours
the other home is always better than your home.
Votre maison, les autres maisons sont meilleures
that husband treats his wife far better than your husband treats you. That's an illusion.
C'est une illusion.
That comes because of a spiritual condition.
Cela vient seulement à cause d'une condition spirituelle.
And the good thing about this book we'll see.
Et la meilleure chose
it teaches us that though sometimes there comes famine,
et parfois il vient des famines,
in the house of God's bread,
dans la maison du pain de Dieu,
it's just for a season.
C'est seulement pour une
because God will always visit his people once again.
Parce que Dieu sait qu'il va encore visiter
but unfortunately in that time of famine,
mais, malheureusement, ce temps de
she
famine,
made a great mistake
a
with her family. And she
famille.
Paid dearly for that mistake.
Elle a payé cher pour cela.
But God still had redemption for her.
Mais Dieu avait toujours
God says it doesn't elle. Matter how bad your decisions have been.
Dieu dit, peu importe votre décision.
Doesn't matter how far reaching the consequences of these decisions was.
Peu importe les conséquences de la décision que vous aviez prise.
Weeping may last for the night.
Vous pouvez pleurer pour une nuit.
But if you respond,
mais si vous répondez,
joy comes in the morning.
La joie vient au matin.
She can come still to her full inheritance.
Elle peut encore entrer à sa
no, the prophet says, we know it well, this quote in Kinsman Redeemer. He says, I want to title this little talk this morning, as I teach it, trying to bring a faith to you of redemption. The prophet is trying to bring faith as to what redemption is.
Le prophète essaie d'amener la foi dans ce qu'est la rédemption.
And you need to see yourself in redemption.
Et vous devez vous voir vous-même dans la rédemption.
Now today you may see yourself in Ruth.
Peut-être vous pouvez vous voir en Ruth.
Or you may see yourself in Naomi.
Ou vous pouvez vous retrouver en
But
Naomi.
The book of Ruth is the book of redemption.
Le livre de Ruth, c'est le livre de rédemption.
And this plan of redemption.
Et ce plan de la rédemption.
You know, God's blanket stretches further on the bed than some of us think.
Parce que la couverture de Dieu va plus loin que.
Now sometimes we just want God's redemption and the blanket just covers me.
Parfois nous pensons que la couverture de Dieu.
But you'll be surprised how far grace can go.
Combien plus loin la grâce peut aller.
You can be surprised at how God thinks of people.
Combien vous pouvez être surpris combien Dieu
The good thoughts God has for people.
Combien de bonnes pensées Dieu.
Many times that you and I would have dismissed.
Des gens que parfois vous et moi nous pouvons déclasser.
The prophet says it in Mother's Day.
Le prophète dit dans la fête des
mères. He says in that resurrection morning, we know it well.
Il dit dans le, au matin de la rédemption.
He says when each of the generations starts to rise, when those clouds of glory strike the dead in Christ.
Quand chacune des générations des morts va commencer à ressusciter.
He says there'll be many there that day.
Il dit qu'il y aura beaucoup ce jour.
That we didn't even think would be there.
Il y en aura beaucoup ce qui nous n'avions même pas pensé.
Who would have thought someone like Naomi with her background?
Qui pouvait penser que Naomi avec son
would have received her full inheritance.
Aurait pu recevoir la plénitude de son héritage.
A full inheritance. You and I as people, we dwell on the past. We want to keep looking at the past of people.
Nous regardons toujours le passé.
You know, God many times has long forgotten the past of people.
Dieu plusieurs fois il oublie le passé.
But we get in a spirit, we want to keep pointing things at people's past.
Mais nous entrons dans un esprit, nous pointons le passé des gens.
You know, the greatest enemy we have of that
Vous savez, le plus grand
ennemi is ourselves.
Que nous avons, c'est
nous-mêmes. Many times God has long forgiven us of the mistakes of the past.
Plusieurs fois, Dieu nous a déjà pardonné des erreurs.
Isaiah 53, speaking of Jesus.
Isaïe 53 parle de Jésus.
Speaking of redemption.
Parle de la rédemption.
It said he was bruised for our iniquities.
Il dit qu'il a été brisé pour nos
iniquités. Not just our transgressions, friends.
Pas seulement nos transgressions.
Not just our sins that we committed.
Pas seulement les péchés que
But he paid the full redemption price
Mais il a payé le total
for our iniquities.
Pour nos iniquités.
And an iniquity is something that you do that you know you're not supposed to do.
C'est quelque chose que tu sais, sachant que tu ne dois pas
But if you feel sorrow in your heart
Mais si tu sens, tu regrettes
and you have regret for what you've done
et tu regrettes pour tout ce que tu as fait,
and you're willing to face up to it,
et tu veux y faire face,
God has already made a provision.
Dieu a déjà pourvu.
God has already provided something for you.
Dieu a déjà pourvu quelque chose pour
Because
vous.
Naomi, though she was backslid in Moab,
Parce que Naomi, bien qu'elle avait retrouvé à
God's
Moab,
grace had already provided for her
avait déjà pourvu
in the person of Boaz.
Dans la personne de Boaz.
God already had the answer to everything that she needed.
Il avait déjà la réponse à tout ce dont
she had no power in herself
n'avait pas de pouvoir
to get back to her full inheritance.
Pour entrer dans son héritage.
Her good intentions, though they were good,
ses bonnes intentions
could never redeem her.
Ne pouvait pas la racheter.
She didn't have the solution herself.
Et n'avait pas la solution en
elle-même. But God's great plan of redemption,
Mais Dieu, le grand
God's
jour de la
great
rédemption,
grace, has already made a perfect provision for her in the person of
Boaz.
And for every need that we have, spiritually, materially, physically, God has already made a perfect provision for you and I. The provision of redemption is in a man. Not the man
Boaz,
but the man Christ Jesus. He is greater than
Boaz.
And no matter how bad things are, like Brother George sings, if you can find grace in his sight, you'll find rest. You'll find restoration. You'll find full redemption. You'll find your full inheritance because of your relationship to Boaz, to the Lord Jesus Christ. But Naomi in chapter 1, she wasn't aware of that. She was just looking at her condition. Because we are our own worst enemies. Because the greatest battle is here. The devil comes and speaks things to you that God would never say to you. They brought that woman caught right in the act of adultery. And there were all the message believers of Moses standing there that day. And says, but the message says she must die.
Moses.
And it's true. But Jesus
Mais Jésus
was looking for an avenue of grace.
Il cherchait un moyen de grâce.
Was there some way
y a-t-il un moyen
that grace could come to her?
Que la grâce peut venir?
He knew he couldn't break the word.
Il savait qu'il pouvait pas briser
but he wasn't just looking at the word that kind of a way.
Mais il regardait pas seulement à sa, à
he was trying to see in those circumstances
mais il essayait de voir dans ces circonstances
if there could be a provision of grace.
S'il pouvait pourvoir à la grâce.
And then he looks at the people.
Et il regarde Jean.
And it says, he who has no sin.
Il dit, c'est lui qui n'a pas péché.
Let him be the one to cast the first
stone. Qu'il soit le premier à jeter la pierre.
Friends, that was a masterpiece.
C'était un chef-d'œuvre.
That was a masterpiece.
C'était un chef-d'œuvre.
And each of them now, in the presence of the Logos.
Chacun d'eux en présence du Logos.
In the convicting presence of the Word of God.
Dans la présence convictrice de la parole.
When that word started to speak to their souls.
Quand cette parole a commencé à parler.
Maybe Jesus started looking in each of their eyes.
Peut-être Jésus a commencé à regarder chacun d'eux.
And they started to sense.
Et ils ont commencé à sentir.
He knows what I've done.
Il sait ce que j'ai fait.
He knows my past.
Il connaît mon passé.
He knows the things that were said and done in secret.
Il sait des choses que j'ai fait en secret.
And now when they started looking at that woman.
Et quand ils ont commencé à regarder cette
and then
femme,
looking in the reflection of the word.
Ils ont regardé au reflet de la parole.
They started to see we have no right.
Ils ont dit, nous n'avons pas
to cast any stones here today.
Jeter une pierre sur cette
and femme. By one they started to cast those stones down.
Et un à un, ils ont commencé à laisser tomber
and Jesus pierres. Didn't compromise with that woman.
Et Jésus n'a pas compromis.
He said, woman, where are your accusers?
Il dit, femme, où sont tes accusateurs?
She says, there's none, Lord.
Elle dit, ils sont
and
partis.
He says, neither do I condemn you.
Il dit, moi aussi, je ne te
but go and sin no more.
Va et ne pêche plus.
Go and sin no more.
Va et ne pêche plus.
Friends, that is redemption.
C'est cela, la rédemption.
Redemption can go so much further many times than we'd expect.
La rédemption peut aller plus loin que nous l'espérons.
Redemption can restore situations that you and I would think were hopeless.
Et elle peut restaurer des situations que nous pensons
but God is so great.
Mais Dieu est si grand.
And he loves to reveal himself as the Redeemer.
Et il aime se révéler comme rédempteur.
That's the most precious of his attributes that he wants to display.
C'est l'un des plus précieux de ses attributs qu'il aime démontrer.
His attributes of redemption.
L'attribut de la rédemption.
To reveal who he really is.
Montrer réellement qui il est.
And that's how when the prophet speaks of this.
C'est pourquoi quand le prophète parle
he's speaking
de ceci,
of Ruth. He's speaking of Naomi.
Il parle de Naomi.
He's speaking of their past and different things.
Il parle de leur passé, de
but he puts the focus in the right place.
Mais il se focalise
he calls the book Kinsman Redeemer.
Il appelle le livre
because if you keep your eyes on your past, you're not going to get your inheritance.
Parce que si vous vous concentrez sur votre passé, vous n'allez pas hériter.
But if you can look from where you are
mais si vous pouvez regarder
and look to the Kinsman Redeemer,
et regarder vers le parrain rédempteur,
there's hope.
Il y a de l'espoir.
That can be a new beginning.
Cela peut être un
it just depends on what we look at.
Cela dépend de ce à quoi
sometimes if you look at our reflection
parfois, si nous regardons notre
through what other people think about us
au travers de ce que les autres
we'll
pensent,
stay very discouraged.
Vous allez rester découragé.
We'll stay very discouraged.
Vous allez rester découragé.
There's many voices, friends.
Il y a beaucoup de voix,
but there's only one voice we need to hear.
Mais il y a une seule voix que
and that's the voice of his redemption.
Et c'est la voix de sa rédemption.
And when you hear his voice
et quand vous écoutez
when he voix, speaks to you
quand il vous parle,
remember that woman who came to wash Jesus' feet.
Rappelez-vous cette femme qui est venue laver les pieds
friends, the atmosphere wasn't pleasant there. That day.
L'atmosphère n'était pas favorable ce jour.
Because when that woman came in with her painted face or whatever it was, she was a sinner.
Parce que quand cette femme est venue avec ses visages maquillés,
but something was speaking to her soul.
Mais il y avait quelque chose dans son âme.
Telling you it can change today.
Qui pouvait réclamer le changement.
And when she came there that day, she realized it, but the atmosphere is not conducive to redemption.
Quand il est venu, il a vu que l'atmosphère n'était pas
because Jesus himself didn't feel at home there that day.
Parce que Jésus lui-même ne s'était pas senti
they left him sitting there with unwashed feet, dirty feet.
Il se tenait là avec des pieds sales.
They never kissed him welcome.
On lui a pas souhaité la bienvenue.
They never anointed his head.
On lui a pas parfumé.
They never washed his feet.
On n'a pas lavé ses pieds.
But there was a contact.
Mais il y avait
there was a deep that was ministering to the deep.
Il y avait une profondeur qui appelait la profondeur.
Despite the fact that some of the brothers there,
malgré que certains frères là,
when she came and she started to weep and repent,
quand elle est venue et qu'elle a commencé à
and washed Jesus' feet with her tears,
lavant les pieds de Jésus avec
dry them with her hair,
les nettoyer, les
some of the disciples, what were they saying?
Certains
she breaks the alabaster box, she pours out the ointment.
Quand elle a brisé l'albâtre et qu'elle a oint les pieds,
they're saying, what a waste.
Mais ils ont dit, quelle perte.
We could have kept it and sold it and given the money to the poor.
Yeah, sure. Donner de l'argent aux pauvres.
We know what brothers when they say those kind of things.
Nous savons les frères quand ils sont dans de telles conditions.
Sometimes the conditions are like that, friends.
Parfois les conditions sont comme cela.
But Jesus was looking at her with another kind of eyes, friends.
Mais Jésus y regardait
those were eyes of grace.
Avec des yeux, un regard
he
de
was
grâce.
Looking at her, he was anointed with redemption.
Mais il était loin de la rédemption.
And Simon the Pharisee was there with his criticism.
Et Simon le pharisien était là.
If this man was a prophet, he would know what manner of woman this is.
Si cet homme était un prophète, il aurait su qui est.
Jesus moved into the realm of discernment.
Mais Jésus est entré dans le.
And he said, Simon, I've got something to say to you.
Il dit, Simon, j'ai quelque chose à te dire.
When I came here,
quand je suis venu ici,
you never made me welcome.
Tu m'as pas souhaité la.
And that's why no redemption.
C'est pourquoi la rédemption
has been extended to you.
C'est pourquoi la rédemption n'a
that's
pas
why you haven't benefited from the person of redemption in your midst.
Parce que c'est pourquoi vous n'avez pas tiré profit de la
personne. Because you never appreciated my visitation.
Parce que vous n'avez pas apprécié.
You gave me an invitation.
Vous m'avez donné une.
You asked me to come.
Vous m'avez demandé de.
I knew that you were just bringing me along as a spectacle.
Vous m'avez seulement amené comme spectateur.
To put me in the corner.
Juste pour me jeter dans
but
un
I kept
coin.
My appointment.
Mais je suis venu à mon rendez-vous.
And he says, but Simon, this woman,
mais il dit, Simon, cette femme,
ever since she came,
si elle n'était pas venue,
she's made me feel welcome.
Elle m'a fait, elle m'a souhaité la
she's
bienvenue.
Kissed my feet.
Elle a
she's washed them with her tears.
Elle les a lavé avec ses
larmes. And I say to you, Simon,
et je te dis, Simon,
thinking that I don't know,
tu penses, je sais pas.
Her sins,
ses péchés,
although they are many,
même si elles sont nombreux,
although they are many,
ils sont très nombreux,
and open to all,
et ils sont connus de tous,
and apparent to all the people, she was the worst sinner in the city.
Pour tout le monde, elle était la pire des pécheurs.
But her sins,
et ses péchés,
although they are many,
même s'ils sont
are
nombreux,
all forgiven her,
sont tous pardonnés,
because of the greatness of her love.
À cause de la
oh,
grandeur.
Friends, when he draws near.
Quand il s'est approché,
you may see somebody come who's not dressed properly.
Vous pouvez voir quelqu'un qui vient qui n'est pas bien habillé.
Let Jesus deal with them, friends.
Laissez Jésus.
Rejoice because he's dealing with them.
Je me réjouis.
Let Jesus get a hold of them first.
Laissez Jésus c'est.
Let the change start from within.
Que le changement commence de l'intérieur.
And see how the change reflects outwardly after a season.
Et voyez comment le changement va se refléter à l'extérieur.
But don't get caught up on the outward appearance of things, friends.
Et mais si nous sommes saisis par l'apparence.
Sometimes we judge one another.
Parfois nous nous jugeons mutuellement.
Be careful.
Soyons
you prudents. Don't know what's going on in the secret place.
Nous ne savons pas ce qui se passe en secret.
You don't know what God's doing within the veil.
Nous ne savons pas ce que Dieu fait.
Sometimes God is doing a precious work in someone.
Parfois Dieu fait le plus grand, le
the
plus
work may not be complete. Yet, so that it can display itself outwardly yet. But God will be personally at work dealing with the soul of his son or his daughter. And you and I are looking from the outward like Simon many times. And we dismiss and we condemn. Be careful of that. Because the same grace of redemption that has come
parce que la même grâce de la rédemption
and is visiting the soul of that person
et qui visite l'âme de cette personne,
it would also like to visit you
voudrait aussi vous visiter,
but it needs to feel welcome.
Mais elle doit être bien
there's got to be the right kind of an atmosphere.
Il doit y avoir une
there's
bonne
got to be an atmosphere of grace.
Il doit y avoir une atmosphère
an atmosphere of forgiveness.
L'atmosphère de pardon.
And then see how he starts to minister.
Et vous allez voir comment
see
il va
how he starts to bless.
Vous allez voir comment il va commencer à bénir.
That's how the prophet says, I want to bring a faith to you of redemption.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit, je veux amener la foi.
So there's Ruth's redemption.
Vous voyez la rédemption de
and Naomi. There's Naomi's redemption.
Et il y a la rédemption de Naomi.
And there's the great redeemer Boaz.
Et il y a le grand rédempteur Boaz.
These are the main players in the story.
Ce sont les grands joueurs, acteurs dans l'histoire.
And friends, surely we can find ourselves somewhere here in the story.
Bien sûr, nous pouvons nous retrouver chacun de nous dans cette histoire.
He says, I want to show you what it is.
Il dit, je vais vous montrer ce que c'est.
And you know what redemption is?
Et vous savez ce que c'est la rédemption?
It's the person of Jesus Christ.
C'est la personne de Jésus
Christ. And it's your relationship with him.
C'est votre relation
and
avec
he is the anointed word.
Et il est la parole ointe.
That's where you find redemption.
C'est là que vous trouvez la rédemption.
It says what it is and how to receive it.
Ce que c'est et comment la recevoir.
So Ruth is going to go a certain way.
Ruth va
the sinner.
D'une manière de la
and she's got to come a certain way to receive redemption.
Et elle va venir d'une certaine manière.
It's going to be Ruth deciding.
Il va y avoir sa décision.
Ruth serving.
Et Ruth servant.
Ruth resting. Ruth rewarded.
Ruth,
we know that.
Récompensée, nous le savons.
But there's also Naomi.
Mais il y avait aussi Naomi,
the backslider.
La rétrograde.
She also needs redemption.
Elle avait aussi besoin de
so she's going to have to follow a certain way to receive it as well.
Elle devait suivre un certain, une certaine
and that's the one we want to look at today.
C'est ce que nous voulons
how did Naomi go about
comment Naomi s'y prend
receiving her redemption,
pour recevoir sa redemption
to bring her to the full inheritance?
Pour l'amener à la, à son
he says, I want to title it the Kinsman Redeemer.
Je vais donner un titre à Luc par un
he says, now to redeem anything is to bring it back.
Racheter quelque chose, c'est le ramener.
Something that has been lost.
Quelque chose qui a été perdu.
He says maybe put in the pawn shop.
Peut-être placé dans une boutique de saleté.
No, imagine a man.
Imaginez-vous.
He gets himself in debt.
Il entre, il
through his bad decisions.
Il prend au travers de ses
which is what Elimelech did.
C'est que Elimelech
you put yourself in a situation you cannot get yourself out of.
Vous vous placez dans une condition de laquelle vous ne pouvez pas sortir.
You've sold yourself.
Vous vous êtes vendu.
Maybe to the devil.
Au diable.
Maybe you've sold your body to the devil.
Ou tu as vendu ton corps au diable.
Maybe you've been in league with the devil.
Tu t'es associé au diable.
You become a prisoner.
Tu deviens prisonnier.
You put yourself in the devil's pawn shop.
Tu te places toi-même dans le magasin du diable.
And you don't have the resources to bring yourself out.
Et tu n'as plus de moyens pour te ramener.
That's how we sing of amazing grace.
C'est pourquoi nous chantons la grâce.
Because redemption
parce que la
redemption is when Jesus comes into the pawn shop.
C'est quand Jésus vient dans cette boutique.
And he pays the price.
Et il paye le prix.
He pays the price. He doesn't pay the price just for the people who deserve it.
Il ne paye pas le prix seulement pour ceux qui le méritent.
Redemption is when he comes and pays for the price for the people who don't deserve it.
La rédemption c'est quand il vient payer pour ceux
because
qui
of our
pas.
Foolish decisions.
À cause de nos décisions folles.
Because of our giving ourselves over to our lusts.
À cause de la, du fait que nous sommes, nous avons suivi
our
nos désirs,
desires,
nos désirs,
the weaknesses of our own characters,
les faiblesses de notre caractère.
We bring ourselves into these positions of lack and want and need.
Nous nous plaçons dans cette condition de désir, de manque.
And grace is God's unmerited favor.
Et Dieu, avec, nous avons besoin de la faveur imméritée.
He just feels for you.
Et il pourvoit pour vous.
In your situation.
Dans votre situation.
You don't deserve anything.
Vous ne méritez rien.
You deserve everything you're getting in that situation and more.
Vous méritez tout ce que vous avez dans cette condition.
Elimelech didn't deserve anything and his sons.
Et lui n'avait rien mérité.
And Naomi.
Et Naomi.
What they got, they deserved and they should have got more.
Et il recevait ce qu'il méritait, même plus que cela.
But redemption.
Mais la
it's grace.
C'est la grâce.
It comes down to where you are.
Elle descend là où vous êtes.
And finds you right at the point of your need.
Et vous retrouve juste au point de votre besoin.
And if you just have the right attitude at that time,
et si vous avez l'attitude correcte,
when God reveals who he is
et Dieu révèle qui
and what he's done for you,
ce qu'il a fait pour vous,
God will pay the price.
Dieu va payer
he will show the price has been paid.
Il va montrer que le prix a
and
été
God
payé.
Will redeem you.
Et Dieu va vous
he'll acheter. Take you from that position.
Il va vous prendre de cette position.
He'll set you free.
Et vous libérer.
He'll give you a new beginning.
Il va vous donner un nouveau commencement.
You say, go and sin no more.
Et il va dire, va et ne pêche plus.
That's what redemption is, friends.
C'est ce qu'est la
pêche. Let's not put conditions on redemption.
Ne plaçons pas de conditions
that God doesn't put on redemption.
Dieu lui-même ne place.
Let's not expect people to do certain things to earn redemption.
Dieu ne compte pas que les gens fassent quelque
you can never earn redemption.
Vous ne pouvez pas
if,
mériter
if
la
you and I could do anything
si toi et moi nous pouvons faire
to merit the grace of God,
pour mériter la grâce de Dieu,
then Christ died in vain.
Alors Christ était mort en vain.
Why did Jesus have to die?
Pourquoi alors Jésus pouvait
Jesus
mourir?
Went to die.
Jésus est parti mourir.
The just for the unjust.
Les justes pour les injustes.
The only perfect one.
Le seul parfait.
That was a proof
qui était la preuve
that there was nothing that we could do.
Qu'il y avait rien que nous pourrions
and
faire.
Grace stepped in and said, "There's nothing you can do." But because you're my son,
mais parce que tu es mon
or
fils,
because you're my daughter,
ma fille,
I'll do it for you.
Je le ferai pour toi.
It was the love of God.
C'était l'amour de Dieu.
It's the grace of God.
C'est la grâce de Dieu.
And that's why the book of Ruth is the love story of the Bible.
C'est pourquoi le livre de Ruth, c'est
not
livre
just showing God's love towards Ruth,
pas seulement l'amour de Dieu,
Boaz and Ruth,
Boaz et Ruth,
but showing God's love to Naomi.
Mais l'amour de Dieu pour
even
Naomi,
in her condition,
dans sa condition.
God loved you with an everlasting love.
Dieu l'a aimé d'un amour éternel.
Jeremiah 31 verse 3. I have loved you, saith the Lord, with an everlasting love.
D'un amour sans fin.
And if it's an everlasting love, you'll still love us in Moab. He'll still love us even if we're in Moab.
Et il a aimé comme si nous n'avons pas été à Moab.
Brothers and sisters may stop loving you there.
Les frères et sœurs peuvent arrêter de vous aimer.
But he'll never stop loving
mais
you.
Mais lui va jamais arrêter.
Because he loves you with an everlasting love.
Parce qu'il vous aime.
This isn't a conditional love.
C'est un amour inconditionnel.
This is an unconditional love.
C'est un amour inconditionnel.
The Bible says he redeemed us
la Bible dit qu'il nous
with the blood of an everlasting covenant.
Avec hey. Un sang d'une alliance sans fin.
This is an everlasting covenant.
C'est une alliance éternelle.
This isn't a covenant that's based on God's going to bless you. If you do A, B, and C.
C'est pas basé que je vais vous bénir si vous faites ceci
no.
ou cela.
No. God's still gonna love you.
Dieu va continuer
God's
à
still gonna watch out for you.
Dieu va continuer à veiller sur
God's
vous.
God's still gonna be your God.
Dieu va continuer
your
à
father is still gonna be your father.
Votre père va continuer
no
à
matter where you go, what you do.
Peu importe là où tu vas,
you
tu
may
fais.
Forsake the blessings
tu peux abandonner
of the covenant.
La bénédiction de l'alliance.
But you never lose the grace of the covenant.
Mais vous ne perdez pas la grâce de l'alliance.
Because this is a covenant that God made with Christ
parce que c'était une alliance qui
before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
He is the representative of the covenant that we are under.
Il est le représentant de l'alliance sous laquelle nous
the
sommes.
First covenant was made with Adam.
La première alliance était avec Adam.
And God says, I'm going to base things on this.
Dieu a dit, je vais baser les choses sur ceci.
Representation.
La représentation.
One man.
Amen.
Can represent everybody.
Peut représenter tout
and we said, hey, that's wonderful.
C'est merveilleux.
Unfortunately, then when Adam, who represented us,
malheureusement, quand Adam nous a
sold out his inheritance
il a vendu son
because
héritage
of his desire for Eve,
à cause de son désir pour Eve,
when Adam fell,
quand Adam est tombé,
we all fell with Adam.
Nous sommes tous tombés avec Adam.
The Bible says we didn't all sin after the similitude of Adam's sin.
La Bible dit nous n'étions pas là quand Adam a péché.
But we were born in a fallen condition.
Mais nous sommes nés dans une condition déchue.
Because of our representative Adam.
À cause de notre représentant Adam.
Now we might look at that and say, but that is so unfair.
Nous pouvons regarder et dire, mais
how can God condemn us all?
Comment Dieu peut-il nous condamner?
Because of what Adam did.
À cause de ce qu'Adam avait fait.
Oh my friend, how wonderful it is.
Combien c'est merveilleux.
Because if God can receive
parce que si Dieu peut
one man on behalf of everybody. Yeah. And what that one man does
et ce que cet homme fait
is imputed to everybody.
Est imputé à tout le monde.
How much more when the man Christ Jesus comes?
Combien plus fort quand Jésus vient?
God accepts him.
Dieu l'accepte.
The last Adam.
Le dernier Adam.
And all that Adam did,
tout ce que Adam
the last fait, Adam undid.
Le dernier Adam l'a défait.
And God accepted him.
Et Dieu l'a
accepté. And what was the proof that he was accepted?
Et quelle est la preuve qu'il l'avait?
Was the resurrection morning.
C'était le matin.
When God raised him from the tomb.
Quand Dieu l'a ressuscité.
God said, I've accepted him.
Dieu a dit, je l'ai accepté.
And we being in Christ.
Et nous étant en Christ.
We automatically accepted.
Nous allons
aussi because of his righteousness.
À cause de sa justice.
Because of his works.
À cause de ses œuvres.
Because of what he did.
À cause de ce que
on
lui
our
fait.
Behalf.
Pour nous.
That's what redemption is, friends.
C'est ce que la rédemption.
But we're so used to going to work.
Mais nous sommes si habitués
sweating
à aller
and toiling. So that at the end of the month we get given our reward. We're so used to having to do things for one another.
Nous sommes si habitués à faire les
choses to win the approval of one another.
Pour gagner l'approbation
that's
de
this earthly dimension.
C'est seulement la dimension.
We need to come up higher.
Nous devons monter.
We need to see it the way that God
nous
sees
devons
it.
Le voir comment Dieu le voit.
God doesn't accept us because of what we do.
Dieu ne nous accepte pas à cause de
he accepted us before the foundation of
il
the
nous
world.
A accepté avant la fondation du monde.
And Christ was slain.
Et Christ a
the
été
provision
volé.
Was made
la provision a été faite
even before we were born.
Même avant que nous soyons nés.
So when we were down there in Moab in the world,
et quand nous étions là à Moab,
defiling
dans le
ourselves with harlots,
nous souillons nous-mêmes avec des prostituées,
wasting our inheritance like the prodigal son,
gaspillant notre héritage comme le fils prodigue,
it didn't change one bit.
Il n'a pas changé un tout petit peu.
The love of God towards us.
Cela n'a pas changé l'amour de Dieu.
When that prodigal son went his way,
quand l'enfant prodigue est allé,
in his rebellion,
dans sa rébellion,
in his arrogance,
dans son arrogance,
chose his own way,
il a choisi sa voie,
down he went into the far country.
Juste là dans les pays lointains,
he soon found out.
avant longtemps, il a trouvé
the grass isn't greener on the other side.
Que les pâturages n'étaient pas verts là-bas.
And a famine came in the land.
Et la famine a
frappé. And he began to be in want.
Et il a commencé à être dans les besoins.
And all of his fair weather friends, they weren't there when he needed them.
Et tous ses amis n'étaient plus là.
But you know, back where he came from.
Vous savez, là
I love what one person once said.
J'aime ce qu'une personne a dit.
He said, in all that time, the prodigal wasn't there.
Il dit tout ce temps que le fils n'était pas
his
là.
Mother and father
son père et sa mère
kept his room
avaient gardé sa chambre
just the way he had left it.
Juste right. Comment il l'avait laissé.
They never forgot him.
Ils ne l'avaient pas oublié.
They would go in that room sometimes, I'm sure.
Parfois, ils pouvaient aller
they
dans
would
cette
see
chambre.
The little shoes that he wore when he was a baby.
Ils pouvaient voir ses petites chaussures qu'il portait quand il était
and they bébé. Would take his clothes and say, remember when he wore this when he was 5 years
old. Ils pouvaient prendre ses habits, dire, voilà,
c'est and then they'd get on their knees
ans.
And they would pray. And they would say, Jehovah, we don't know where he is, but you know where he is. And Lord, our love for him today is just the same as it's ever been. No matter where he is, no matter how far down he's gone, Lord, let him remember that in his father's house it's the way that it's always been. Nothing's changed in us. All the change was in him. And that's how it is with God, friends. You and I change. Like Adam and Eve, when we sin, fear enters it. Guilt enters in.
La peur et la culpabilité.
We want to hide ourselves away from God.
Nous voulons nous cacher loin de
but
Dieu.
God hasn't changed.
Mais Dieu n'a pas changé.
It wasn't God that changed.
C'est pas Dieu
it
qui
was
a changé.
Adam and Eve that changed.
C'est Adam et Eve qui ont changé.
And God came down in the garden.
Et Dieu est descendu
and his
jardin.
Voice, the seeking shepherd,
et sa voix du berger.
He was crying for them. Adam, where are you? Where are you,
Adam?
You're not where you used to be.
Tu n'es pas là où tu es censé être.
You used to come in the evening time.
Je venais chaque soir.
And you used to come under this cathedral I made with the trees.
Et tu venais sous cette cathédrale sous les
arbres. And you used to come down and kneel down.
Et tu venais t'agenouiller.
And we used to have such sweet fellowship together.
Et nous avions une très bonne
but
communion.
Adam, I've come down this evening and you're not there.
Mais je suis venu ce soir, tu n'y es
Adam,
pas.
Where are you?
Où es-tu, Adam?
And God didn't just look and say he's not here.
Dieu n'a pas seulement regardé, dit,
it's his fault.
C'est de sa faute.
He said, let me do something about it.
Il dit,
let me do something about it.
Que je fasse quelque chose.
And the nature of God
c'est la nature de Dieu.
Is the nature of a seeking shepherd.
C'est la nature du berger qui cherche sa
and
brebis.
He went and he sought them.
Il est allé les chercher
until he found them.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il les a trouvés.
And then he said, come out from there.
Il dit, sortez de là.
I'm still the same as I've always been.
Je suis toujours ce que
I've never changed.
Je n'ai jamais changé.
I love you with an everlasting love.
Je vous aime d'un amour
éternel. I have good thoughts towards you.
J'ai des bonnes pensées
I
pour
know
vous.
The thoughts that I think towards you.
Je sais les pensées
thoughts
que j'ai
of peace
des pensées de
and
paix,
not of evil
pas de mal,
to give you an expected end.
Pour vous donner quelque chose de bon.
And when they came into that redemptive presence of Job,
quand ils sont entrés dans cette présence rédemptrice
then de they Job, realized they didn't need those fig leaves.
Ils ont compris qu'ils n'avaient pas besoin
they didn't
de
need
des
things
figuier.
Made by man.
Ils n'avaient pas besoin de quelque chose fait de
because
main
redemption,
parce que la redemption
would provide all that they needed.
Allait pourvoir à tous leurs besoins.
And that God hasn't changed, friends.
Et c'est Dieu n'a pas changé.
And the way that God looks at you today hasn't changed.
Et la manière dont Dieu vous regarde aujourd'hui n'a pas changé.
He still loves you.
Il vous aime
he has
toujours.
Such an expectation for you.
Il a une telle expectative pour
despite
vous.
Your wrong decisions.
Malgré vos mauvaises décisions.
Despite all the tragic
malgré
regrets of your past, like with Naomi.
Tous ces regrets au sujet de votre passé.
He still has your inheritance.
Il a toujours son
inheritance reserved for you.
Réservé pour vous.
And he knows how to get you from where you are
il sait comment vous amener de là
and bring you to your full inheritance.
Jusqu'à dans votre plein héritage.
And that's the story of Naomi.
C'est l'histoire de Naomi.
God brought her to her full inheritance.
Dieu l'a amenée à sa plein, à son plein héritage.
So the prophet says, our story starts out in the time of the rulers of Israel.
Le prophète dit l'histoire commence au temps des juges en Israël.
Which was the judges.
C'était des juges.
After the death of Joshua.
Après la mort de Josué.
Ruth, the book is in the days of the judges.
Le livre de Ruth c'est au jour des juges.
The days of the judges are dangerous days.
Les jours des juges ce sont des jours très dangereux.
How does the judges start? Judges 1 verse 1.
Regardez comment le livre des juges commence.
After the death of Joshua.
Après la mort de Josué dans le livre des juges.
That's when trouble comes in. The Joshua Commission.
La commission de Josué.
The power of the unction and the life of Joshua.
L'onction
His commission.
Et la vie de Josué, sa commission.
Who is Joshua?
Qui était
Jesus.
Jésus.
Who had the Joshua Commission in our day?
Quelle est la commission de
the
Josué?
Prophet.
Dans ces jours, c'est le prophète.
All the time when he had opened his Bible in the early years of his ministry, he had always opened to Joshua 1.
Au commencement de son ministère, il ouvrait toujours Josué.
And he saw the vision and the hand came.
Il a vu la vision.
And said, Joshua 1, and made him read down.
Et il a lu dans Josué.
And it said, as I was with Moses,
il dit, comme j'ai été avec Moïse,
so will I be with you.
Je serai aussi avec toi.
Let me just tell you a few differences between Judges
je vais vous donner la différence entre les Juges
and Joshua.
Et Josué.
What difference it was. In the days of Joshua, Joshua was a book of conquest. Joshua was a book of victory through faith. Joshua was a book where you possessed your inheritance. But Judges was a book of defeat through compromise. That's what Judges was. Joshua speaks of people uniting under the messenger.
Parle des gens unis sous le messager.
People uniting under the Joshua Commission.
Les gens unis sous la commission de Josué.
Judges.
Les juges.
The Bible says there was no king in Israel.
La Bible dit qu'il y avait pas de
Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Chacun faisait ce qui était bon à ses yeux.
Judges speaks of disunity.
Les juges parlent de la
It speaks of confusion.
Il parle de la confusion.
It speaks of defeat.
Il parle de la défaite.
They couldn't possess the inheritance in the days of the judges.
Ils pouvaient pas posséder l'héritage.
When did things start to change?
Quand les choses ont commencé
When God raised up the prophet
Quand Dieu
Samuel.
A suscité un prophète
When the eagle
Samuel.
Anointing came back.
Quand l'onction d'aigle est revenue.
Then the kingdom of David was established.
Et alors le royaume de David.
Then
de
they
David.
Built the temple.
Et ils ont construit
Then
le temple.
The Shekinah dwelt in the midst of Israel.
Shekinah encore habitait au milieu
But friends, the book of Judges is a sad book.
Mais le livre des Juges, c'est un livre
Doesn't mean there weren't some mighty men who raised up for a season.
Il y avait seulement des hommes puissants qui pouvaient s'élever pour une saison.
But Joshua,
Mais Josué,
what a mighty book.
C'était un livre puissant.
What a book.
Quel livre.
The prophet says Ephesians is Joshua.
Le prophète dit Ephésiens est comparable à Josué.
It's the people possessing the inheritance.
C'est des gens,
Each of the tribes finding their position,
chacune des tribus
which God had allotted to them.
Que Dieu avait pourvu pour eux.
And all the days of Joshua, the enemies turned their backs.
Au jour de Josué, les ennemis se sont tournés
Because God was king in Israel.
Parce que Dieu était roi en Israël.
The captain of the Lord's host was among them.
Le capitaine de l'armée de Dieu était au
But the same land.
Et la même terre.
The same people.
Les mêmes
the
gens,
seed of Abraham.
La semence d'Abraham.
When the influence of that Joshua commission died.
Quand l'influence de la commission de Josué est morte.
Then everybody started doing what was right in their own eyes.
Chacun commençait à faire tout ce qui était bon à ses yeux.
And that's a dangerous time to live.
C'est un temps dangereux.
And friends, in the message now we're living in a time of judges.
Et dans le message aujourd'hui nous vivons un temps
dangereux. People are questioning things we never questioned before.
Les gens remettent en cause les choses qui n'ont
jamais été remises en cause. Friends, when the Joshua Commission was strong,
la commission de Josué
when that anointing
forte,
was strong in the lives of believers,
cette onction était forte dans la vie des
who would have questioned the cloud?
Qui aurait pu,
who even would have considered questioning one of the prophet's visions?
Qui pouvait remettre l'une des visions des prophètes en question?
But the Bible says Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua.
Mais la Bible dit Israël servit Dieu au jour de Josué.
And of the elders that outlived Joshua.
Et les anciens qui ont vécu après
And
Josué.
Then there rose another generation
Alors, une nouvelle génération s'est
that knew not the Lord.
Qui ne connaissait pas le Seigneur.
They were in the promised land.
Ils étaient dans la terre
they were in the message.
Ils étaient dans le message.
But they didn't have the same experience.
Mais ils n'avaient pas la même expérience.
They didn't have the reality of that Joshua commission in the experience.
Ils n'avaient pas la réalité de la commission de Josué.
They just knew all the quotes of Moses.
Ils connaissaient seulement les
They knew what the law said.
Ils savaient ce que le Seigneur avait dit, ce que la loi disait.
But they didn't have the respect.
Mais ils n'avaient pas de respect.
Now in the book of Judges, people lost their respect for the word.
Dans le livre des juges, les gens ont perdu leur respect pour la
people
parole.
Got away from the absolute of the message of the hour.
Les gens se sont éloignés de l'absolu du
They
message.
Did what was right in their own eyes.
Ils ont fait ce qui leur semblait.
They dressed the way they wanted.
Ils s'habillaient comme ils voulaient.
Conducted themselves the way that they wanted.
Se conduisaient comme ils le voulaient.
Friends, never let your life get like that.
Ne laissez jamais
Never, because God will always have a remnant.
Parce que Dieu aura toujours
Even reste. When people are falling away,
Même quand les gens tombent,
there's going to be a people that stay true.
Il y aura toujours
And that's why God puts the book of Ruth in the days of Judges.
C'est pourquoi Dieu place le livre de Ruth dans
to show there was still a Boaz in that time.
Pour montrer qu'il y avait toujours
a mighty man.
Un homme puissant.
A man mighty in the law.
Un homme puissant dans le Seigneur.
And there was a Ruth. And there was a Naomi that were willing in that day to put themselves fully under the wings of El Shaddai. That's what they wanted in those days. But the book of Judges was a dangerous time. And that's why if you have a look to see Elimelech making the decision that he did, sometimes it's because of the atmosphere. You give yourself over to the prevailing atmosphere that's going on around. Friends, that is no justification. Even if everybody else leaves the promised land, you stay there. This is your commission.
C'est votre commission.
This is your inheritance God has given to you.
C'est l'héritage que Dieu vous a donné.
Doesn't matter what other people do.
Peu importe ce que les autres disent.
That should never govern what you do.
Cela ne doit pas influencer ce que tu fais.
If the standard relaxes everywhere, friends,
si les gens se relaxent
and sisters start painting their nails,
et les sœurs commencent à se mettre
we'll never allow that here.
Nous n'allons jamais permettre cela ici.
It's pagan for people to paint their face.
Que les gens se maquillent.
Paint their lips.
Qui se mettent des rouges à lèvres.
It's pagan. It'll always be pagan.
C'est du paganisme.
It wasn't from the Joshua commission.
Ça ne se trouvait pas dans la commission de Josué.
That came from the nations that were around and about C'est those kind of influences.
From
Jezebel.
De Jezabel.
Jezebel wasn't a daughter of Abraham.
Jezabel n'était pas une fille d'Abraham.
She was the daughter of what was his name? Ethbaal.
Elle était fille de
the priest of Baal.
Le prêtre de
and Baal. She brought the fashions in and she brought the makeup and all that into Israel.
Elle a amené la mode, le maquillage et toutes ces choses en Israël.
Never give in to the prevailing conditions.
Ne vous laissez pas emporter par
God's
les
standard has never changed.
Les standards de
and
Dieu
as long as you stay in fellowship with him,
et aussi longtemps que vous restez en
he empowers
avec
you
il vous donne la puissance
to keep the standard.
Pour de
you can't do it in your own strength.
Vous n'allez pas le
it's
faire
not
par
by
vous-même.
Power, it's not by might.
C'est pas par la puissance, ni par la force.
It's by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Par mon esprit, Dieu.
And when Israel came out from under that anointing of the Joshua commission,
et quand Israël est sorti de cette commission,
that's when he saw all these strange things coming in the days of the judges.
Les choses étranges ont commencé à se
and Samson's marrying from the world and all these kinds of things.
Ils ont commencé à se marier dans le monde et
those things weren't allowed in the days of Joshua.
Ces choses n'étaient pas permises au jour
Joshua
de
didn't permit those kind of things.
Josué n'avait pas permis ce genre de choses.
But it moved into that time frame.
Mais ils sont entrés dans cette
and the prophet says our story starts out in the time of the rulers of Israel.
Cela commence au jour des juges en Israël,
which was the judges
qui étaient des juges.
After the death of Joshua.
Après la mort de Josué.
And Satan knows the best time, friends, to work.
Et Satan connaît la meilleure le meilleur moment.
As we always say, he's an opportunist.
Et nous, comme on dit, c'est un opportuniste.
He knows the right time to come and speak to you.
Il connaît en quel moment venir.
When you are soaring in the heavenlies, friends, on eagle's wings.
Quand vous volez, vous vous envolez dans les lieux célestes.
When things are good.
Et que les choses sont bonnes.
He's notable by his absence.
Il est remarqué par son absence.
Sometimes you wonder, but where's the devil?
Parfois vous demandez, mais où est le diable?
He's not far away.
Il n'est pas loin.
He's waiting for a better season.
Il attend le meilleur moment.
He chooses his time carefully.
Il choisit son temps très méthodiquement.
Now listen how the prophet speaks about it.
Voyez comment le prophète en parle.
He says this story starts out something in that manner. It's a love story.
Cette histoire commence comme ceci.
He says a lovable, sweet woman called Naomi.
Une merveilleuse, gentille femme appelée Naomi.
Naomi means pleasant.
Naomi signifie quelque chose.
And Elimelech, her husband, means worship.
Et Elimelech signifie adoration.
So there was pleasant worship in the family.
Il y avait right. une adoration plaisante dans la famille.
Don't you wish it was always like that?
L'adoration
But it doesn't always stay like that.
C'est toujours
l'adoration. There's cycles in this life, friends.
Les cycles dans notre vie.
The story starts off with pleasant worship in the home.
L'adoration commence avec une bonne adoration.
Naomi and Elimelech.
Naomi et Elimelech.
It starts off in the Ephesian age.
Cela commence dans leur âge de fer.
It starts off under the anointing of the lion, like everything does.
Cela commence sous l'onction du lion.
Everything's going well.
Toutes choses marchent bien.
He says, then they had a son.
Alors,
then something was born into their circumstances.
Quelque chose est né de ces
and his name was Mahlon. And Mahlon means sickness.
Maclon qui signifie le père.
And then Chilion was born, the other one.
Et Chilion est venu.
And Chilion means weariness.
Et Chilion signifie
gloom.
Les inquiétudes.
Sadness.
Friends, la tristesse.
This is all part of your experience.
Tout ceci est parti de ton expérience.
But the cycle moves from just being pleasant worship in Bethlehem.
Cela va d'une adoration correcte.
Everything was pleasant in the house of God's bread.
Tout était bien dans la maison du pain de Dieu.
And then the situation changed.
Alors la condition
changed. It moved into another season.
Ils arrivent dans une autre saison.
From pleasant worship,
de l'adoration parfaite,
sickness now moves in.
La maladie vient.
Weariness moves in.
La faiblesse vient.
Sadness moves in.
La tristesse vient.
And what happens next?
Et qu'est-ce qui vient ensuite?
There came a famine in the land.
La famine a frappé.
It's amazing how those things come.
Et les choses
troubles in the home.
Les
it's not what it used to be in your home.
C'est pas comme ça toujours.
Children have come.
Les gens sont, les enfants sont
sickness venus. Maybe visits you.
La maladie vous
maybe visité. The husband loses his job.
Peut-être le mari perd
this
son
pressure
travail.
Comes on.
La pression
the
vient.
Atmosphere changes in the home.
L'atmosphère change dans
it's
la
okay,
maison.
Things are still fine in Bethlehem in the house of God's bread.
Changer dans la maison du pain de Dieu.
Then famine hits the church.
La famine frappe l'église.
Famine hits the message of the hour.
La famine frappe
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
And now the atmosphere is not the same in Bethlehem anymore either.
C'est plus la même Bethlehem pour qu'elle était avant.
And it's the days of the judges.
Et c'est les jours des juges.
Be careful.
Soyez prudent.
Of decisions at those kind of times.
Des décisions que vous allez prendre.
Because Elimelech looked at the condition in his home.
Parce que Elimelech a regardé les conditions.
And he
dans
said, "It's no more pleasant worship."
Il dit, il n'y a plus d'adoration plaisante.
It's just gloomy. We need a change here.
Et nous avons besoin de changement ici.
And then he goes now to looks in Bethlehem, and there's a famine in the land.
Et il sort, il regarde à Bethlehem, il y a la faim dans le pays.
And the reapers are having a hard time finding something to reap.
Et les moissonneurs passent des moments difficiles pour.
Have you ever been to church? And it's like that.
Parfois,
the ministers are having a hard time finding an inspiration of what you preach. And you come back from the fields of Bethlehem and you don't have much to show. And he said, but when we used to go, we used to come back with bushels
quand,
of good things.
Quand tu partais, tu ramenais tout un tas de choses.
But it's not the same in church anymore.
Mais cela n'arrive plus dans l'église.
Friends, things moved into that cycle.
Les choses sont entrées dans ce cycle.
It's like a church ages that moved down into the dark ages.
L'église est entrée dans l'âge des ténèbres.
It moved under the anointing of the ox.
Ils sont entrés dans l'esprit des veaux.
Smyrna means bitterness and death.
Smyrne signifie
it moved from the pleasant worship of its origin.
Ils sont sortis de la condition.
And it moved to a time that you had to bear the burden now.
Ils sont entrés au moment où ils devaient porter le fardeau.
And that's what happened in Bethlehem.
Et c'est ce qui est arrivé à Bethlehem.
It moved to the time of the ox.
Ils sont entrés dans l'âge du veau.
It wasn't easy anymore.
C'était plus facile.
Gleaning in them fields.
C'était plus facile.
It wasn't the same in the home anymore.
C'était plus la même chose.
And the strangest thing.
Et la chose la plus étrange,
the word came.
Est arrivée.
There's plenty down there in Moab.
Il y avait beaucoup de choses à Moab.
The word gets them. They're having a good harvest down there in Moab.
Yeah, ils avaient le temps une bonne moisson à Moab.
Things are going well down there.
Tout se passait bien à Moab.
And Elimelech.
Et Elimelech
looks at the circumstances.
Et dans les circonstances.
I'm sure he didn't pray about the decision.
Il n'a pas prié au sujet de la décision.
He never went to seek the Lord.
Il n'est jamais parti chercher le Seigneur.
He just looked at the atmosphere in his home.
Il a seulement regardé
he looked at the conditions in Bethlehem.
Il a regardé les conditions dans
Bethlehem, Judah.
Bethlehem de Judah.
The house of God's bread.
La maison du pain de
Judah Dieu. Means praise.
Judah signifie louange.
And there wasn't very much praise anymore in Judah.
Il y avait plus assez de louange.
And there wasn't very much bread anymore in the house of God's bread.
Il n'y avait plus assez de pain dans la maison du pain de Dieu.
There was a famine in the house of God's bread.
Il y avait la famine dans la maison du pain de Dieu.
The cycle of life was moving.
Le cycle de vie continuait.
But don't worry.
Mais ne vous
just let
pas.
The cycle run its full course.
C'est comme le cycle.
God's going to visit his people again.
Dieu
there's going to be a bumper harvest in Bethlehem.
Y aura encore une bonne moisson à Bethlehem.
Because that's how God does things.
C'est comme ça que Dieu
God is not
choses.
An Indian giver.
Dieu n'est pas un donateur
God doesn't
indien.
Give you something now then forget about you down the way.
Il ne va pas vous donner quelque chose et vous oublier par la suite.
We don't serve that kind of God.
Nous ne servons pas ce genre
that
de
is
Dieu.
A God of some people's imagination.
C'est le Dieu de l'imagination.
Who says God has forgotten you. God isn't with you anymore.
Dieu n'est plus avec vous.
How can an everlasting covenant come to an end?
Comment une alliance éternelle peut
that's unscriptural talking.
C'est une manière non scripturaire.
Unscriptural. But we get like Naomi many times when we're in our bitterness. We say, God is dealing bitterly with me.
Nous sommes comme Naomi. Quand nous sommes dans l'affliction, nous disons, Dieu est en train de
m'affliger. Yeah, sometimes he needs to chastise us.
Parfois,
he needs to correct us.
Parfois, il doit nous corriger.
But it's done in love.
Mais cela est fait dans l'amour.
Because he wants to get us to our inheritance.
Parce qu'il veut nous amener dans
l'héritage. That's why he called us.
C'est pour cela qu'il nous a appelés.
We predestinated unto the adoption of sons.
Nous sommes prédestinés à l'adoption des
this
fils.
Isn't a human program.
C'est pas seulement un programme humain.
But we want to look at it many times through eyes of flesh.
Mais plusieurs fois nous aimons y regarder par
and
les
we
yeux,
quickly dismiss people.
Des yeux de la chair, nous allons déclasser les gens.
Don't judge things too quickly.
Ne jugez pas les choses si
because if you didn't know there was a Ruth chapter 2, 3 and 4.
Parce que si seulement ils savaient qu'il y avait Ruth chapitre
2. And you just read chapter 1.
Vous avez seulement lu chapitre 1.
You would have said this Naomi made a mistake. Yay.
Vous allez dire Naomi a commis une
she erreur. Crossed the line she should never have crossed.
Elle est allée au-delà de la ligne qu'elle ne devait pas traverser.
She had such an opportunity, it was her fault.
Et c'était de sa faute, elle avait toutes les opportunités.
But God didn't say that.
Mais Dieu n'a pas dit
God
cela.
Says I've loved you with an everlasting love.
Il a dit, je t'ai aimé d'un amour éternel.
My thoughts have never changed towards you.
Mes pensées n'ont jamais
changé. Your thoughts may have changed but my thoughts stay the same.
Vos pensées peuvent changer, mais pas
because God has never had a new thought about anything.
Parce que Dieu n'a jamais eu de nouvelles pensées.
I am the Lord and I change not.
Je suis Dieu, je ne change pas.
That's why you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's
c'est
what he said in Malachi.
C'est pourquoi les enfants de Jacob ne sont pas consumés.
He doesn't change.
Il ne change pas.
The same one who called you has never changed.
C'est lui qui vous a appelé,
and let me say this clear.
Laissez-moi vous
the
dire
same ceci. One who started this church hasn't changed.
Le même qui avait commencé cette église n'a pas changé.
He's never changed.
Il n'a jamais changé.
He knows the thoughts that he has towards us.
Il connaît les pensées qu'il a
envers it's an
nous.
Everlasting covenant, friend.
C'est une alliance
it's a grace éternel. Covenant.
C'est une
so let's cast down our thinking as men.
Chassons nos pensées en tant que hommes.
And let's rise up once again. And see things from the way that God sees things.
Et voyons les choses comme Dieu les voit.
Because the problem with Elimelech, he never did that.
Il avait un problème que Elimelech
he looked for a solution with his natural understanding.
Il a cherché la solution avec sa
compréhension and he said, down there in Moab, they've got plenty.
Il dit, à Moab, il y a plein.
And he thought, okay, I'm going to compromise just a little bit.
He
didn't say, I'm going to go down there and die, and my family is going to die.
He
says, let me just go and sojourn. Just go out just a little bit. And when things improve, we'll come back into the inheritance. Friends, we've all done those kind of things. We are the seed of Abraham. Abraham did the same thing.
Abraham a fait la même chose.
There came a famine in the promised land.
Il y avait une famine dans
and
le pays
God told him, Abraham, don't go.
Dieu a dit, Abraham, ne pars pas.
And because of the conditions naturally,
mais à cause des conditions naturelles,
he heard.
Il avait entendu.
Plenty of food in Egypt.
Il avait plein de nourriture en Égypte.
And he went down to Egypt.
Il est allé en Égypte.
And he almost lost his wife.
Il a presque perdu
his
sa
wife
femme.
Was almost defiled.
Sa femme a été presque souillée.
And the good thing Abraham learned a lot quicker than Abimelech did.
Et Abraham a appris à tirer une leçon plus rapidement qu'il.
And he realized that this atmosphere here is not good for me to bring up my family.
Il a compris que l'atmosphère ici n'est pas favorable pour
and he quickly gets Sarah. Gets him on the camels and he takes them back into
et rapidement, il a ramené Sarah
back to the homeland once again.
Dans la mère patrie, une fois de plus.
I'm so glad for the homeland.
Je suis si content de la mère patrie.
A place you can feel at home.
Là où vous pouvez vous centrer à
that's
la,
the
vous
homeland.
À la maison. C'est votre
that's maison. How you know you are where you're supposed to be.
C'est là que vous sachez, vous
because
sachez
you feel at home there.
Parce que vous sentez chez
it's
vous.
God's provided homeland for you.
C'est la patrie que Dieu a pourvu pour vous.
But it doesn't mean things will always be easy in the homeland.
Cela ne veut pas dire que les choses vont toujours être faciles.
Because Marlon and Killian are going to come your way along the way.
Parce que des gens vont venir dans votre chemin.
The prophet says, and there came a famine in the land of Israel.
Les prophètes disent qu'il y a une famine dans la pays. Le pays d'Israël.
He says, and the first mistake a Jew ever makes is to leave that land.
Et la première erreur que vous commettez, c'est de quitter ce pays.
No matter how much other people compromise,
peu importe combien de gens
never make that mistake.
Ne commettez jamais cette erreur.
No matter how much other people bring down the standard, don't do that.
Peu importe combien les gens abaissent les standards, ne faites pas cela.
Stay under the Joshua Commission.
Restez sous la commission.
Stay under the unction.
Restez sous
that was on Joshua. Because that's the unction that brings you to your inheritance.
C'est cette onction qui vous amène dans l'héritage.
Stay there.
Restez-y.
The prophet says,
Le prophète dit,
God gave them a land.
Dieu leur a donné un pays.
And when Abraham was given that land,
et quand cet pays a été
God told him not to leave that land.
Dieu lui a dit de ne pas laisser
and he made a mistake when he went down to Gerar.
Et il a commis une erreur d'aller à Gerar.
Now he goes to the Philistines.
Et il est allé chez les Philistins.
Because he's forgotten what it was like down there in Egypt.
C'était pas ce qui était en Égypte.
And things get tough the second time.
Et les choses sont devenues encore plus dures la deuxième fois.
And the Lord comes down now with a provision just in time to minister to the needs of Abraham.
Et Dieu est venu juste pour pouvoir aux besoins d'Abraham à temps.
And Abraham ain't there.
Et Abraham.
Abraham's not there.
Abraham n'est pas
because
là.
Because God is responsible for you in the post of duty.
Dieu est responsable quand vous
God is responsible for you in the line of your calling.
Quand vous êtes sur la ligne de votre appel, Dieu est responsable.
God has promised to meet all your needs.
Dieu
every
a promis de répondre à tous vos besoins.
As long as you're in the post of duty.
Quand vous êtes en votre
so no matter how much the pressure comes,
peu importe combien
stay
de pression
in your calling. Stay in your position as a believer.
Restez dans votre position en tant que croyant.
He never comes too late.
Il ne vient jamais en
God comes down there, he's going to minister to the needs, and Abraham's not there.
Il vient pour répondre aux besoins, Abraham n'y est pas.
God has said, oh, he's in Gerar.
Dieu n'était pas là à Gerar.
And the prophet says, even when he was there,
et le prophète dit que même quand il était là,
he never lost the covenant.
Il n'a pas perdu l'alliance.
He lost the blessings of the covenant.
Il a perdu la bénédiction de l'alliance.
And God still went and delivered him.
Dieu est allé
brought diseases in the house of the king of the Philistines.
Dieu a frappé la maladie dans la maison du roi des Philistins.
God still protected him.
Dieu l'a protégé.
Because God is not an Indian giver.
Parce que Dieu n'est pas un donateur indien.
Because Abraham was a predestinated vessel.
Parce qu'Abraham était un vase
to bring forth
pour amener
God's promise in that age.
Pour produire la promesse de Dieu dans
and God
monde.
Never changed his mind.
Dieu ne change jamais sa pensée.
So the prophet says, when famine came in the land,
et le prophète dit, quand la famine est venue,
Abraham made a mistake.
Abraham a commis une erreur.
He says, and he got into trouble.
Et il est entré en difficulté.
A Jew is never to leave Palestine.
Son devoir, c'était pas de quitter la Palestine.
That is his lotted place.
C'était son endroit pourvu.
And friends, each of us, we need to understand. Pray.
Et chacun de nous devons comprendre
you
cela.
Need to find your lotted place.
Vous devez
if you don't
place,
believe this is your lotted place, find your lotted place.
Si vous pensez que ça, c'est pas votre endroit,
don't put one foot in one lotted place and one foot in another. Never. Make up your mind where you want to be.
Dieu ne veut
God isn't confused.
Dieu n'est pas confus.
God knows where he wants you to be.
Dieu sait là où veut que vous soyez.
But a double-minded man can receive nothing.
Mais
we need to decide, where is my homeland?
Quand vous avez deux pensées,
where is my allotted place that God has given
vous
to
devez
me?
Décider là où Dieu a choisi que vous soyez.
He says, and they have been driven out the Jews all over the world.
Il dit que les Juifs ont été éparpillés partout dans le monde.
But now they're returning back.
Maintenant, ils retournent.
That's the prophetic side of the book.
C'est la partie
Naomi, the Jews, is returning back.
Naomi, les Juifs sont en train de rentrer.
And soon they're going to meet Boaz.
Bientôt, ils vont rencontrer Boaz.
Face to face, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Face à face, le Seigneur Jésus Christ.
He says, now to get the background of the story.
Maintenant, pour attraper l'histoire.
He says the Moabites originated from an illegitimate child.
Il dit les Moabites sont venus d'un canal illégitime.
So it was illegitimate Moab.
C'était le Moab
because of its foundation, because of the way that it started.
À cause de la fondation, de la manière dont ils ont commencé.
Which was Lot's daughters.
C'était les filles de Lot.
After they escaped the fires of Sodom.
Après avoir échappé au feu de Sodom.
The daughters got the father drunk.
Les filles ont fait saouler leur père.
And lived with him as a wife.
Et ils ont couché avec lui.
And brought forth a child.
Et ils ont porté un fils.
And that started the nation of Moab.
Et cela avait commencé la nation Moab.
So that was illegitimacy Moab.
C'était l'illégitimité.
They had Balaam, they had a prophet, they had things down there we know.
Ils ont amené les choses comme on sait.
I like so much what Brother Maxwell said that day.
J'aime
he was speaking to someone.
Dit,
and someone was speaking about gifts.
Quand quelqu'un parlait des dons.
And Brother Maxwell said.
Frère Maxwell a dit.
Since when? Does God ever judge something by gifts?
Dieu a-t-il jugé
God judges something by its foundation.
Dieu commence quelque chose à sa fondation.
Because when we were in Pentecost, we didn't have the right foundation.
Parce que quand nous étions dans la
but we had some powerful gifts.
Fondation, mais
but God wanted to set things on the right foundation.
Mais Dieu veut baser les choses sur la bonne fondation.
And Moab didn't have the right foundation.
Et quand Moab n'avait pas la bonne
fondation. And friends, it happens in the message.
Cela arrive aussi dans le message.
We from Zimbabwe came out of Moab.
Nous, les Zimbabwe, nous sommes sortis de Moab.
Because you know
Moab.
What we do?
Vous savez ce que nous
sometimes faisons. The daughters, the people in the church, born in the church,
nous savons parfois les filles,
they lift the father up too high.
Ils élèvent leur père si haut.
They make their father drunk.
Ils, ils font saouler leur père.
They do, friends. We know it. It happens all the time.
Nous savons, c'est là.
And then they take the seed of their father.
Et ils prennent la semence de
instead
leur
of the seed of the message of the hour.
Au lieu de la semence du message de.
And it brings forth something that's illegitimate.
Et qu'ils amènent quelque chose.
It's not the way that it's supposed to be.
Et cela ne devait pas être ainsi.
And we had it where we came from in Zimbabwe. That's
et
how we left.
Nous avions cela là d'où nous venons à Zimbabwe.
Because
c'est
it was
now sorti.
Illegitimacy that was coming forth.
Parce que c'était l'illégitimité.
Because the daughters were lifting up the father and trying to make him something that he wasn't.
Parce que les filles élevaient leur père et essayaient de faire des.
And then instead of him being a eunuch and just bringing the seed. The original seed.
Le faisant qu'au lieu d'être unique,
he was bringing forth his own seed and putting his own seed into his daughters.
Il commençait à planter sa propre
semence. And that brings forth Moab.
Et c'est là
and that
Moab,
brings forth the Ammonites. And that's how they came.
L'autre.
And they had their portion.
Et ils avaient leur
God
portion.
Blessed them.
Dieu les a bénis.
God wouldn't let Israel coming in the Exodus over to, go into the land of Moab and take their inheritance.
Dieu ne pouvait pas laisser Israël sortir.
They had an inheritance.
Ils avaient l'héritage.
But they didn't have the inheritance.
Mais ils avaient un héritage, mais
and
pas
I'm sure
l'héritage.
You like me, I want the inheritance.
Nous voulons l'héritage.
I'm not just looking for an inheritance.
Je ne cherche pas seulement un
I don't care how long it comes. It takes coming.
Ça m'importe peu combien cela
God has his timetable.
Dieu n'a pas un
God knows sometimes we've got to go through the period of the ox.
Parfois, nous devons passer par la
période got, de like we have recently in our church. You go through the times of the dark ages.
Dans notre église, de temps de ténèbres,
where the going gets tough.
Avec les choses devenant difficiles.
But hold on, my child.
Mais mon
because
fils,
just beyond the dark ages,
mais juste après
I will restore, saith the Lord.
Je vais restaurer.
And then they came under the anointing of the man.
Et ils sont venus sous l'onction de l'homme.
And here came Luther starting the restoration. And then
et Luther est venu
Wesley brought the next stage.
Wesley est venu
and then they came under the eagle anointing.
Et ils sont entrés sous l'onction de l'aigle.
The full inheritance.
L'héritage parfait.
Friends, God knows what he's doing.
Dieu sait ce qu'il fait.
Sometimes he may have to put us in Moab for a season to teach us some lessons like he did to me.
Parfois il nous place dans Moab pour nous donner des leçons.
But let's just be humble.
Mais soyons seulement
let's
humbles.
Be teachable.
Soyons enseignables.
Let's give him preeminence.
Donnons-lui la
let's say, Father, have thine own way.
Que le Père
Father, not my will, thy will be done.
Que ta volonté soit faite.
And though we may be Naomi out of our position,
parfois nous pouvons être Naomi hors de notre condition,
she got into her position.
Elle est entrée
and
dans
she received
position.
Her full inheritance.
Elle a hérité, reçu
but
la
she had to go
héritage.
Through these kind of things.
Mais elle devait traverser toutes ces choses.
The prophet says, any time a believer gets off his God-given ground,
le prophète dit chaque fois que le croyant sort de sa position que Dieu a pourvu pour
he says, a good man.
C'est une bonne
but he'll wander off those grounds.
Mais quand ils sortent de leur terrain.
No, you're speaking of somebody wandering.
Il parle de quelqu'un
you
qui
know the erre. Problem with us sometimes?
Vous savez le problème
is wandering too much.
C'est vous errez beaucoup.
I wonder what that's like and I wonder why this and
vous
I
vous posez trop de questions, je me demande
be careful of wandering too much.
Soyez prudent avec trop de
you'll
questions.
Wander off your allotted portion if you're not careful.
Vous allez errer loin de votre
you'll
terrain.
Find yourself wandering yourself out of the homeland.
Vous allez vous commencer à errer loin de la
we terre all have place. Problems with wandering sometimes.
C'est parfois trop de questions.
I wonder why God allowed that.
Je me demande pourquoi
I
Dieu
wonder
fait
if
ici.
God still has his hand on my life.
Je me demande si Dieu a encore sa main dans ma vie.
Friends, there's no virtue in wandering.
Il n'y a pas de vertu dans les questions.
Soak yourself in the atmosphere of the word.
Soyez dans, immergez-vous dans l'atmosphère
and
de la
start
parole.
Seeing God's program the way that he sees his program.
Et commencez à voir le programme de Dieu comme Dieu le voit.
Because that's the absolute.
C'est cela l'absolu.
Never wander away from the absolute.
Ne vous éloignez jamais de l'absolu.
The absolute is fixed and secure.
L'absolu
never change.
Il est sécurisé. Il ne change
and God's
jamais.
Thought through His purpose through is fixed and secure. It'll never change.
Et les pensées de Dieu et son objectif pour
your
vous
calling has never changed.
Ton appel ne change jamais.
It's your absolute.
C'est votre absolu.
But sometimes we wander ourselves away from our absolute.
Parfois nous errons nous-mêmes loin de notre absolu.
When there's a famine in the land.
Quand il y a la famine dans le
and there's no more pleasant worship in the.
Et il y a plus d'adoration.
Friends, we've all been there, done it, got the T-shirt.
Parfois, nous commençons,
we know what it's like.
Nous savons ce que
and
c'est.
We get ourselves into trouble there.
Et nous nous mettons en difficulté.
Because he loves us.
Parce qu'il nous aime.
And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Il dit, ceux que j'aime, je les réprimande.
And he corrects us there like he did to Naomi.
Il nous corrige comme il a fait à Naomi.
So the prophet speaks about it.
Le prophète parle de cela.
He says,
il dit,
a young person will think,
une personne jeune va penser,
let me go and sit with the boys in the pool room for a while.
que j'aille m'asseoir avec ces pourceaux.
I wonder what it's like to be there.
Je me demande ce que c'est d'être dans cette.
My dad's too strong.
Mon père est
trop fort. He doesn't let me go to the pubs.
Il me laisse pas aller dans les bars.
I wonder what it's like there.
Je me demande comment c'est là.
Be careful that the wandering here.
Soyez prudent avec les
pensées. Doesn't lead to you wandering here with your feet.
Cela va vous amener à errer dans.
And then you wander into a place that you're not supposed to be.
Et vous allez partir à l'endroit où vous n'êtes pas censé vous retrouver.
He says you'll get there and you'll think, let me just take one little drink.
Et vous allez commencer à penser que je prends seulement.
He says you're off your grounds.
Et il dit vous êtes hors de votre.
Come back.
Rentrez.
You're only setting your course for trouble.
Vous êtes seulement en train de vous préparer au trouble.
Now I want to ask everyone of us a personal question now.
Je vais poser une question personnelle.
The course that you're currently setting in your life.
Le chemin que vous êtes en train de suivre maintenant dans votre vie.
Where is it going to lead you?
Où est-ce que cela va vous amener?
The prophet says you can set your course for trouble.
Le prophète dit vous pouvez préparer votre voie pour les troubles.
Abimelech set his course for trouble.
Abimelech s'est préparé lui-même.
As soon as you come out from under the protective umbrella of God's word,
quand vous sortez seulement du parapluie de la protection,
you've set your course for trouble.
Vous préparez au trouble.
And friends, they reaped a washtub full down there.
Et ils sont allés là dedans.
One man once said,
une fois,
they exchanged a famine.
Ils ont échangé la famine
for three funerals.
Ils ont acheté trois deuils pour quelque chose à manger.
For three funerals, friends.
Pour trois,
trying to escape
trois
a famine.
Pour, à cause
you
de la
end
famille.
Up with three funerals.
En fouillant la famille, ils ont enterré trois personnes.
Sometimes we don't see the end.
Parfois, nous ne voyons pas la
We're
fin.
Just looking blinked by our current circumstances.
Parfois, nous sommes aveuglés par les circonstances présentes.
To the children of God.
Pour les enfants
circumstances
de Dieu,
never stay the same.
Les circonstances ne restent toujours pas les mêmes.
Just let his cycle move into the next stage.
Laissons seulement les choses aller à
And as his cycle moves, let's move with his cycle.
Et plus la chose avance, avançons aussi.
But you don't need to wander off.
Nous ne devons pas errer.
Because sometimes you're setting your course for trouble.
Parfois, vous préparez down the way.
And ask yourself, you young people, your current course. What you've made up in your mind you're going to do. And what you're going to be. Where is that course going to lead you to?
Où est-ce que ce chemin vous amène?
Is that course going to lead you to your inheritance in Christ?
Ce chemin vous amène-t-il à l'héritage en Christ?
Is that course going to lead you
va-t-il vous amener
to honor
à l'honneur
before God?
Devant Dieu?
Is that course going to lead you to a position
va-t-il vous amener à une
that you can be an example,
où vous pouvez être un exemple
and help other people
pour d'autres personnes,
to be a lighthouse
pour être une maison de
to lumière, shine in a dark place
pour briller dans les ténèbres?
Was the decisions that you've made
les décisions que vous avez prises
taking you down to Moab?
Vont-elles vous amener?
Because friends, sometimes Moab is a very appealing place.
Parfois, Moab, c'est un endroit très attractif.
To all of us.
À chacun de nous.
You don't think sometimes when things get tough, I don't think of Moab. You don't think I don't think that, hey, maybe let somebody else try this for a while. You do, you end up, you wonder.
Parfois vous demandez,
Lord, is this the way that it's supposed to be?
Les choses ne sont pas comme elles devaient être.
But you know what you do then?
Et vous savez ce que vous faites alors?
Get within the veil.
Allez dans le voile.
Get yourself in the presence of the Shekinah.
Entrez dans la présence
de and you let Papa go speaking to you once again.
Et qu'il vous parle encore une fois.
And he says, all is well.
Il dit, tout est bien.
Just keep moving on.
Continue le chemin.
And during the ox time, friends, that time of your marriage, my brother Eugene Brown preached on that.
Comme le frère Eugène a prêché, vous êtes dans
the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle in your relationships, in your church, in all things.
Le lion, le veau, l'homme et l'aigle dans votre vie, dans
during
votre
the time
relation.
Of the ox.
Dans le temps du veau.
Bear ye one another's burdens.
Portez les fardeaux chacun pour les autres.
Amen. Speak and go forward.
Parler et avancer.
God is not the God of going back.
Dieu n'est pas un Dieu de reculer.
God is not the God of retreat.
Dieu n'est pas un Dieu de retraite.
Don't do that.
Ne faites pas
even
cela.
If the devil knocks you on.
Même si le diable vous
colle. And the wind goes out of your sails for a season.
Et vous sentez que vous êtes ballotté pour un moment.
Once you get your breath back.
Quand vous retournez en équilibre.
Press on, my child. That's what the Lord says. Speak and go forward.
Parlez et avancez.
Just keep going forward.
avancer.
There may be a Red Sea and you're wondering, how is this Red Sea going to open?
Parfois, la mer où je
That's not
là,
your
vous
business.
Je vais la
That's not
pas
my
votre
business.
Problème. C'est pas mon problème.
The one who led you to the Red Sea
c'est lui qui vous a amené
is the
la
one
mer
who's responsible about the Red
Il
Sea.
En est responsable.
You just wait. Stay faithful in your post of duty.
Restez fidèle à votre poste de devoir.
And if you don't understand, go like Moses and go and cry out to the Lord.
Si vous ne comprenez pas, criez vers
and
Dieu.
Sometimes the Lord will rebuke you like he rebuked me.
Parfois, Dieu va vous réprimander comme il me réprimande.
And I say, why are you crying to me?
Il dit, pourquoi
Speak
tu?
And go forward.
Parle et avance.
I told some of the saints, it's a real powerful testimony to me.
J'ai dit quelques
some months back when things were tough, I was really discouraged.
Quelques mois passés, j'étais très découragé.
And I went and I shut myself in my room.
Je suis allé m'enfermer
and
dans
I lay
chambre.
On my bed.
Je me suis couché
and
sur
I wept before the Lord.
Et j'ai pleuré devant le Seigneur.
A few days later, I got a phone call.
Plus quelques jours, j'ai eu un
from a brother who has a gift of prophecy.
Un frère qui a un don de téléphone.
And he said, brother,
il dit, frère,
are you upset about something?
Tu es,
and
tu
I said, why do you say that, brother?
Et je lui ai demandé pourquoi
he
dis-tu
says, the Lord the other day spoke to me three times.
Le Seigneur m'a parlé trois
and
fois.
Said, tell Andrew.
Il m'a dit,
to stop weeping in his bedchamber.
D'arrêter de pleurer dans sa chambre.
Because I'll take care of him.
Parce que je prendrai soin de lui.
Friends, it's wonderful. You just wait upon the Lord. And friends, I rest in those things as well. But what's more powerful than prophecy is this word. This is even a more sure word of prophecy. So when the going gets tough, soak yourself in this word. Because God is still on the throne. So the prophet says, you will say, all the rest of the girls smoke.
Tout le reste des filles fument.
I'll try one.
Je vais aussi essayer.
He says, you off your grounds.
Vous sortez de votre terrain.
Don't do that.
Ne faites pas cela.
Stay in the homeland.
Restez dans votre
Friends, patrie. There's safety in the homeland.
Il y a une sécurité dans la patrie.
Like I said, that place where you feel at home.
Là où vous vous sentez chez vous.
If you feel at home here, this is your homeland.
Si vous vous sentez
the witness
vous ici,
of the Holy Ghost
pays.
In your soul is telling you this is your homeland.
C'est là votre pays.
If you don't feel at home here, fine.
Si vous vous sentez pas chez vous ici, c'est
There's
bien.
Liberty in the Lord.
Il y a la liberté
Go and find your homeland.
Allez chercher votre
but
patrie.
Each of us need a homeland.
Chacun de nous a
we need to find
pays.
Our allotted place.
Nous voulons trouver notre endroit prévu
the place pour that God has placed us.
L'endroit où Dieu nous a positionné.
I was saying to Brother Wilmer that I was listening to someone preaching
je disais, j'écoutais quelqu'un prêcher
about different ministries.
Au sujet des différents ministères.
And that brother was very good.
Et ce frère était très
he was saying not everybody is compatible with every ministry.
Il dit, pas tout le monde est compatible avec tous les ministères.
Some people don't like my way of preaching.
Certaines personnes n'aiment pas ma manière de prêcher.
Some people don't like Brother Tom's way of preaching.
D'autres n'aiment pas comment frère
Brother Alan was here the other day shouting. Some people don't like that.
Le frère Alan était ici criant. Certaines personnes ne peuvent pas être contentes.
But God has ordained you to a place.
Mais Dieu t'a ordonné pour un endroit.
That you feel at home.
Où vous vous sentez chez vous.
God will never put you under ministry that you don't feel comfortable with that ministry.
Dieu ne vous place jamais dans un ministère où vous ne sentez pas confortable.
You're always feeling, why doesn't he preach like this?
Vous vous demandez pourquoi ne prêche-t-il pas comme cela?
Don't ask me.
Ne me demandez pas.
Ask the one who made me.
Demandez celui qui m'a fait.
Because I can only be what he made me.
Parce que je peux être seulement ce que lui m'a fait.
And that's why God has a fivefold ministry.
C'est pourquoi Dieu a cinq ministères.
Because God knows sometimes we need the shouting and the kicking over of the chairs. We need it, friends.
Parce que Dieu
like the other week, which was a blessing with Brother Alan.
Parfois nous avons besoin de cris.
Sometimes we need Brother Chikosi to come with that kind of preaching.
Parfois nous avons besoin de frère Chikosi.
We need Brother Crosby to come and shake us with faith.
Nous avons des frères Crosby venir nous secouer.
And sometimes we need the still small voice. God knows what we need, friends.
Dieu sait ce que nous avons.
The prophet says, I'll never be such a delinquent.
Dieu a dit, je ne serai jamais un délinquant.
That I'll say, Lord,
je dirai,
why did you call that man?
Pourquoi tu as appelé cet homme?
We're thinking like human beings when you do that.
Vous pensez comme un homme quand vous faites cela.
You know the people who ask themselves the most that question.
Les gens se posent souvent des questions.
Just ask ourselves, Lord, why did you call me?
Nous nous posons la question, Dieu,
and you the same in your calling.
Toi aussi, dans ton appel, tu te poses la question.
But God knows what he's doing.
Dieu sait
and all he wants us to do is submit ourselves to his will.
Il veut que nous nous soumettions à sa volonté.
We'll come, let's wind it down now. The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
she wandered away with her husband.
Elle s'est éloignée avec son mari.
And her two sons married Moabite girls.
Et ses fils se sont mariés à des Moabites.
Now watch things are about to change now.
Et voyez comment les choses vont changer.
That ox age is about to change.
L'âge de, du veau en train de changer.
But if God has ordained something to be done,
mais si Dieu a ordonné quelque chose d'être fait,
it'll happen anyhow.
Cela va se produire de toutes les façons.
This isn't our program, friends. It's His program.
C'est pas notre programme, c'est
and if God has ordained us to receive our inheritance,
si Dieu nous a ordonné à obtenir notre héritage,
it'll happen anyhow.
Cela va se produire de toutes
if God
les
has ordained Naomi, you're going to get your full inheritance back.
Naomi, si Dieu a ordonné qu'elle allait obtenir,
despite all these mistakes that you've made and decisions that you've
les
done,
erreurs qu'elle avait commises,
despite all the regrets of your past,
malgré tous les regrets sur son
if
passé,
God has ordained Naomi,
si Dieu avait ordonné Naomi,
you're going to get your inheritance.
Tu vas obtenir ton
inheritance. God's going to have a Boaz there
Dieu était censé
with sufficient avoir resources
avec assez de moyens
to bring her to inheritance.
Pour la ramener dans son héritage.
It's the same as us.
C'est la même chose pour nous.
The Jesus who saved us
and called us through this message
is more than able
il est plus que
and more than willing
plus que
to bring us to our full inheritance.
De nous amener
but sometimes there are certain things He wants us to learn first. And those lessons ain't pleasant, friends.
Et ces leçons ne sont pas faciles.
But they're all part of the cycle.
Mais elles sont tout, font partie du cycle.
The prophet says, that's the reason I certainly believe in predestination. Now, let's bring it to this now, to close. Let's open from the book of Ruth. We'll take it straight from the scriptures. Let's look at what Naomi had to do to come now to her full inheritance. We'll just take it from the Bible. So verse 5, we'll take it from there again. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. So there's, tragedy.
Cette tragédie,
there's sorrow.
Cette tristesse.
And down in Moab, there's three graves now.
Et là, Moab, il y a trois tombes.
Graves of people she loved.
Des tombes des personnes
her husband and her sons.
Son mari et ses enfants.
Now let me just say this like this.
Laissez-moi le dire comme ceci.
There comes a time.
Il vient un moment.
You've got to rise up.
Où vous devez vous élever.
And leave the graves of your past.
Et laissez les tombes de votre passé.
No matter how much you love them.
Peu importe combien vous les avez.
There's no virtue in the grave.
Il n'y a pas de puissance dans les tombes.
As long as you've learned the lesson.
Aussi longtemps que vous avez tiré la leçon,
rise up from the graves of your past.
Élevez-vous au-dessus des tombes de
votre passé. Because there's no inheritance there.
Parce qu'il n'y a pas d'héritage là-bas.
She had to come to the stage now. She said, enough is enough.
Elle devait arriver à un moment
I've
où elle a
wept
dit,
enough.
Trop, j'ai assez pleuré.
I've mourned enough.
Je me suis assez meurtri.
It's time for my inheritance.
Maintenant, c'est l'heure de mon
héritage. She had to come to that point.
Elle devait arriver à ce point.
And it says at verse 6.
Au verset 6,
then she arose.
Et elle se leva.
At some stage, you have to rise up.
Un certain moment, vous devez vous lever.
You can't just stay down there in that gloomy condition.
Vous ne devez pas rester dans ce moment de,
you may come from a broken marriage.
Parfois, vous aviez un mariage
you may come from painful relationships of the past.
Parfois, vous aviez des relations difficiles du passé.
Let the dead bury the dead.
Laissez les morts enterrer leur mort.
Jesus said, but come thou and preach the gospel. As much as you loved Elimelech and Mahlon and Chilion, it was time to move on. She was always going to respect their memory and thank God for them. But there had to come a time where the past was dead to her. And friends, let's do it for each other as well. Let's stop bringing up the past. Let's draw a line in the sand and say, okay, we've been at these graves long enough. We've analyzed these graves from north, south, east, and west. All the virtue from these graves, we've got all the virtue out of these graves. And let's put the graves behind us. And let's put Judah before us. And let's start looking to Bethlehem. Let's start looking to Boaz and the inheritance.
Now, Boaz, yeah.
But some people can't leave the graves. I've seen it.
Certaines personnes ne peuvent pas laisser les
tombes. Whenever they want to talk, they want to speak about the graves.
Chaque fois qu'ils parlent, c'est au sujet des tombes.
And those are tragic things.
Ce sont des choses tragiques.
Those are real things in the past.
Ce sont des choses réelles du passé.
But I've said it many times.
Mais je l'ai dit
Never let
fois.
Your past keep you from your future.
Ne laissez jamais votre passé vous garder de votre futur.
Let El Shaddai.
Laissez El Shaddai.
In the book of Ruth, I think 16 times God is called Shaddai.
Dans le livre de Ruth, 16 fois Dieu est appelé
the
Shaddai.
The blessed God, the strength giver, the all sufficient one. Let Shaddai start to minister to you. Let him minister you from the graves and bring you now and set your face towards Bethlehem, Judah once again. Why did she do that? It says, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return. That word return is the same word in Psalm 23 which says, He restoreth my soul. It's the same word to restore. So restoration has started. And when restoration starts, she rises up from the graves now. She looks at Moab and says, Okay, I've learned my lessons. And she sets her faith towards the homeland once again. That she might return from the country of Moab. Why?
Pourquoi?
For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Did God not do that to you and me?
Dieu ne l'a-t-il pas fait pour vous et moi?
At some stage,
à un certain moment,
if God has ordained you, Dieu friends, when we were in the Moabite denominations,
nous étions dans les dénominations,
we heard. Somehow God sent a messenger somehow.
D'une certaine manière,
and we heard God is visiting his people, he's given them bread.
Et nous avons appris que Dieu a visité son peuple.
There's fresh bread in Bethlehem.
Le pain frais de Bethlehem.
And God did the same to her.
Et Dieu a fait la même
chose. And when that message came to her saying it's now the time of restoration.
Quand le message est venu disant que c'est le temps
the famine is past.
La famine est passée.
The ox age is behind.
L'âge du veau est passé.
God is visiting his people once again.
Dieu est en train de visiter son peuple une fois.
She did the right thing.
Elle a fait la chose correcte. Elle s'est levée.
And she started to return.
Elle a commencé à rentrer.
Because she wasn't in the right place.
Parce qu'elle n'était pas au bon endroit.
Verse 7.
Verset 7.
Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was. She went forth out of the place where she was.
Elle partit du lieu où elle était.
Some of us have been too long in the place where we are.
Certains parmi nous sont restés longtemps là où
and there's no more virtue in that place.
Et il y a plus de vertu en cet
it's endroit. Time to rise up.
C'est le temps de se
come
lever
out of that place where you are.
De cet endroit où tu es.
That's Moab.
C'est Moab.
Let's go to Bethlehem.
Allons à Bethlehem.
There's fresh bread in Bethlehem.
Il y a du pain frais à Bethlehem.
There's the well of Bethlehem where David drank from its pure waters.
C'est de Bethlehem que David a bu de cette eau pure.
Friends,
amis,
we weren't ordained.
Nous n'étions pas ordonnés
to prosper.
C'est à prospérer.
Eating the bread of Moab. We weren't.
En mangeant le pain, en mangeant
it's
le
not
pain
grown
Moab.
In the right place. It's not prepared the right way. We were ordained to prosper eating the bread of the fields of Bethlehem. Boaz's field in particular. Which is the message of the hour. And if you got yourself out of the word, like some message churches on and you want to go and look at other things, and leave those things. We don't need the bread of Moab.
Nous n'avons pas besoin du pain de Moab.
We need the bread of the homeland.
Nous avons besoin du pain de la
the bread of the place where God has chosen to place his name.
Le pain de l'endroit où Dieu a placé son nom.
And she made up her mind.
Et elle s'est décidée.
And she went forth from the place where she was. Now she comes to the promised land, verse 19.
Verset 19, elle est maintenant au pays de la promesse.
So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. Friends, it's nice here. Don't you love it when you start smelling in your soul?
N'aimez-vous pas quand vous commencez à sentir dans votre âme
oh, sweet winds
cette douceur
blowing from Bethlehem once again.
Cette bonne odeur de Jérusalem.
Ah, when you smell restoration in the air.
Quand vous pouvez sentir la restauration.
When you know, okay, we're not fully there yet.
Vous n'y êtes pas encore complètement.
But we've left the graves behind.
Mais vous avez laissé les tombes
derrière. We're in the right place.
Nous sommes au bon endroit.
We're back where we're supposed to be.
Nous retournons là où nous sommes censés être.
And the people came to the woman, and she says in verse 20.
Verset 20.
And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, but call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. That's okay. But don't dwell on that. Because notice what the Bible does. As soon as she rises, as soon as she comes back to Bethlehem, she feels sorry for herself for a while. Look at the next verse, chapter 2, verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. The focus comes to the right place once again. Now they start to hear about Boaz. The man who's able to change the situation. The man who has it in his power to redeem everything that's been lost.
Oh,
friends, let's stop speaking of the graves. Let's start speaking more about Boaz. Let's start speaking about the goodness of Bethlehem, Judah. Let's enter into praise, Judah, once again. Let's rejoice in the house of God's bread. I believe that's the season we've got to now. It's time to say my tent is no more pitched. Down there in Egypt's land, you will see me no more there. For I live in another land. And let's come back to our inheritance. And you continue reading the story yourself. Naomi comes back in her poverty. She comes back with all her sorrow and her regrets. Like the woman at the well. She had five husbands. She was living with a man, the sixth wasn't her husband. She had so much regret. She had so much baggage in her past. You know, there's no solution just in regret. There's no solution in just analyzing the mistakes that you made. You know where the solution is? It was in her seventh husband, who was Jesus. That's where the answer was. Spiritually, he was her husband. When she met Jesus, she became complete for the first time. There's always perfection in the seventh. And Naomi, she might have thought of all these different things.
Naomi, elle aurait pu penser à tout.
How can God think about me after the mistakes that I've made?
Comment Dieu peut penser de moi après toutes ces erreurs?
God had provided Boaz.
Dieu a pourvu
not as her Boaz, husband,
pas seulement,
but as her kinsman redeemer.
En tant que
and everything that she needed
tout ce dont elle avait besoin,
was provided. When she came into the correct relationship with Boaz. And it's the same as you and I, friends. Let's get into the right relationship with the Word once again. Let's bring ourselves under the Joshua Commission. And let's stay there. And everything we need to possess our full inheritance, our kinsman redeemer will minister to us. And the program unfolds itself. The great program of redemption. And Ruth becomes Mrs.
Boaz.
And Naomi inherits the full inheritance of her fallen husband, Elimelech. And then Ruth brings forth the promised son. And Naomi nurses it. Friends, it's a sweet story. God is the God of new beginnings.
Dieu est un Dieu de nouveaux commencements.
But you've got to discern in yourself.
Et vous devez discerner en
when
vous-même.
The wind starts to blow,
quand le vent commence à
and
souffler,
God starts to say it's enough now,
quand Dieu dit, c'est, c'en est assez
maintenant, let's leave the graves behind.
Laissons les tombes derrière maintenant.
Let's arise.
Lévons-nous.
Let's return.
Retournons.
Boaz is waiting for us.
Boaz nous
let's appelle. Stand, let's sing before we come to a close. Amen. Our kinsman redeemer. Is that not what you should focus on, friends? Not on who's got the biggest ministry and
Vous devez avoir le, c'est le plus grand ministère.
Who has the biggest internet following?
Pas celui qui a de, beaucoup de gens qui le suivent.
Our
sur
focus
internet.
Should be the kinsman redeemer.
Sujet doit être
because if we find grace with him,
parce que si nous trouvons grâce devant lui,
we'll find rest.
Nous allons trouver.
And if we find rest,
et si nous trouvons le repos,
we'll find our full reward.
Nous allons trouver notre.
And that's what we desire. Amen.
I am homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for,
oh, I'm longing for you,
and someday.
I will stand
there, my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, I'm looking now the river where my faith is gonna end inside. There's just a few,
oh, just a few more days
left to live. Then I'll take Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on the outstand,
I would stand
there, my home shall be. Someday on the outstand, oh, I will stand, there my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, my boat of life sails the troubled seas. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, and I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into, oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know the Master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the Maker of the rain. Jesus, calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the Master of the wind. Oh, I know the Master of the wind. I know my blessed Savior. I know the Maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the Master of the wind. Sometimes I soar. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low but never brings me down. Oh, I know the Master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the Maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the Master of the wind.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Is anybody here that would desire, as we close in prayer, that you're desiring prayer? Maybe you're Ruth today. You've been in your darkness, in your heathenism and paganism, worshipping the gods of this world, worshipping the sports stars, the film stars, the musicians, worshipping the God of silver and gold, putting all of these things before the Lord your God. But now there's something speaking to your soul. Like with Ruth. And you realize there's a God in heaven. And he has very personal thoughts towards you. And he wants to reveal himself. He wants to redeem you. He wants you to worship him. He wants to bring you to the place that he's ordained that you should be. And you don't know what to do next. And you're just wanting to raise your hand to him to say, Lord, where you lead me, I will follow. Just show me. Just continue this work inside of my soul. Lord, forgive me for the mistakes of my past. Forgive me for the sins of my youth. Forgive me for my iniquities. I believe that the blood of the Lamb was shed for me. And you just want to raise your hand and say, Lord, I give it to you. Take control in my life. Take control. Take me from where I am. For Lord, I know not the way, but I know that you are the way. Maybe you are Naomi here today, and you got off the homeland of the word. You got out of your position as a believer. Maybe the conditions were hard. And spiritually speaking, you've been down in Moab, thinking maybe it was just going to be sojourning there. But you've been down there a lot longer than you ever thought you'd be. And you wanted to say, Lord, today, The winds are blowing from Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I can smell the sweetness of Beulah land once again.
Amen.
Lord, it seems a long way away.
Cela semble très loin.
But great things have small beginnings.
Amen.
And Lord, I raise my hand to you today. I'm going to arise. And I'm going to return. And Father, may you go before. Lord, to my full inheritance, that I might be what I'm supposed to be in Christ Jesus. Whatever your desire, why don't you raise your hand?
Amen.
And let's unite together as we close in a word of prayer. Let's all pray and put ourselves before the Lord before we close. Father, each of us would look to thee upon this day. Just in needy people, Father, raising our hands to you. Father, bringing ourselves before thee at this time. Father, just so recognizing day by day the greatness of who you are. Father, the greatness of your thoughts, the greatness of your purpose, the greatness of your goodness. And how, Father, we just want each and every one of us to arrive.
We just asked Brother Francois if you wouldn't mind coming to close for us in prayer. We just want to pray for Sister Lily's mother. She lost her brother who was sick in hospital last Friday, so please remember her in prayer. And also, if you can remember me, Brother Tommy has asked me to take a series for him, so I'm going this evening to Brother Tom's church, starting this evening, possibly Wednesday and next Sunday evening. So I'd really ask for your prayers for this, that the Lord may really help me to bring something really beneficial and virtuous to the saints that are there. So please keep me in prayer for this evening, possibly Wednesday and next Sunday evening as well. Brother Francois, if you want to come and close, bro. And God bless this each and every one. May the Lord be with you. It was nice to be with the visitors. May the Lord bless you. It'll be nice to see you again. May God bless us as we go.
Wonderful Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Once again, this morning, we come humbly before thy presence.
Yes, Lord.
To thank you for love, your love, mercy, and the kindness of Adam.
Yes, Lord.
We are people that could not find ourselves in this place.
Amen.
If it wasn't because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, Lord.
Father, we have been in different kind of life, different tradition and religion, but by your love, you have straightened your hand toward us.
Amen.
And you have called us that we shall be thy people.
Amen.
Father, it's nothing but the grace that why we are here this morning to thank you and
Amen.
To commemorate the resurrection, Father.
Amen.
More not of that day that the resurrection happened in Jerusalem, but we commemorate the resurrection inside of each of us life.
Amen.
Father, how we want to see you manifest yourself in our life and take control of our life, Father.
Amen.
That each place that we can find ourselves at workplace, Father, in college, that we shall be able to give glory and honor unto thee.
Please, Lord.
We are mortal, but immortality is living in us.
Amen.
In the form of the Holy Spirit. Father,
Amen.
We are not worthy. I'm not worthy, Father. I may be the least of you people, Father. But you have called us, Father, that you have made us a kingdom of priests, Father.
Amen. Yes,
that
Lord.
Why we could stand here, Father, and make the prayer, the intercession on the behalf of the need of our brethren
yes,
and the need of thy people, Father.
Amen.
Father, you know each of us need, Father. Unspoken one, Father. Sometimes the unspoken one are so heavy
Amen.
That we don't want even to mention that the people
yes,
should
Lord.
Hear them, Father. But you know even the number of the hair that is inside of our heart, Father,
Amen.
Our head. And
Amen.
You know each of us heart, Father. And
Amen.
You know our need, Father. And we commit them before thee this moment that you shall grant to us according to thy will.
Please, Lord.
Father, we have the need, Father, that that you, the great comforter, Father.
Amen.
That you alone that can comfort the mother of our sister, Father.
Amen.
That why we commit her this moment at thy hand, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We know separation, it always brings sorrow and tears, Father.
Amen.
But you know everything, Father. And
Amen.
The scripture says, everything work together for the good of those that love the Lord, Father.
Amen.
Yes, and Lord. We know that you, the Lord that given and the Lord that taken, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And you know the cause and you know everything behind, the Father.
Amen.
We want also to remember our brother that Amen. Has a problem with his eyes, Father.
Amen.
And we know, Father, your word says, by your stripe we are healed.
Yes,
Father.
Lord Jesus.
Father, Amen. We commend to him at thy hand this moment.
Amen.
And the prophet said, it's time when he was thinking about that scripture of Isaiah 53,
Amen.
When he used to be sick. His mother used to put his name inside the day,
Amen.
Father.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Why we put the name of our brother David,
Amen.
That by your stripe, David's eyes are healed.
Amen.
Grant the healing in the wonderful name of our
yes,
Lord Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Yes,
not the way we know how to pray, but you did it, Father.
Amen.
At that day at the cross, you says that everything is finished, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, the prophet says when you give the healing of the soul, you also give the healing of the body, Father.
Amen.
That's why we claim all the healing of the body, Father, in this place, Father. Anybody
Amen.
That isn't sick, no matter what it is, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But you say to the prophet, there's nothing that will stand before thee.
Amen.
And wherever this message is preached, to Father,
yes,
the angel of the Lord is present, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
Amen.
Your prophet went out of sin, but your spirit is still there.
Amen.
The same the Lord that commissioned him there, Father, is the same God that he was preached this morning, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we believe, Father, as your prophet says, the gospel not only comes just by knowledge, but to demonstrate the power of the living God, Father.
Amen.
That's yes, why Lord. We want you to be manifest, Father, inside of each of us life, Father.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what is the request, spiritually speaking, Father, God growing, Father.
Amen.
And how wonderful was thy word this morning,
oh, Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask you that the virtue went out of thy servant, Father.
Amen.
That you shall renew the virtue once again,
Please,
Father.
Lord.
And most of all, Father, that the word that was preached, Father, shall bring the fruit of the Spirit
yes,
in each of us life, Father.
Amen, Lord.
Because we know that each of us has received is a portion this morning.
Amen.
More of some of us has received more, Father, but we know that when you speak to individually, Father.
Amen.
And each of us that come here, nobody can witness that the Lord never spoke to me, Father.
Amen.
We all receive something.
Yes, Lord.
And we want that thing that we receive should produce something inside of our
Amen.
Life, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We've been so long in this mountain, Father. We want to move
Amen.
To higher places,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
And you call us, Father, to grow spiritually, Father.
Amen.
But the enemy always around us, Father. But
Amen.
We don't trust in our own power.
Amen.
We trust in the Lord that is mighty in battle.
Amen.
That's why we ask you, Father. And we know that the Hebrew children, when they are coming, and they kept around the enemy. And Moses says, today you're going to see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that the salvation of the Lord is the power of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Father, in the life of thy people, Father,
yes, Lord.
That can make us free from any yoke of the enemy.
Amen.
Father, we ask you that the visitor that's come here, Father, in this place, to hear thy word, Father,
Amen.
That you shall minister deeper inside of thy heart, their heart, Father,
Please, Lord.
That
yes,
is something that was spoken, Father, will produce the new birth, Father.
Amen.
Will break the tradition of man, Father. Will
Amen.
Break the tradition of religion, Father. And it will bring the soul to the new birth, Father.
Amen.
Because it's only you that can save, Father.
Amen.
Man doesn't save, Father. And nobody can bring someone to thy kingdom except the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
Father.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, we
yes, Lord.
Ask you that you yes, shall Lord. Fill us all
Amen.
With thy Holy Spirit, Father.
Amen.
That you shall fill us all with thy divine love, Father.
Please, Lord.
That we shall love one another more ever than before, Father.
Please, Lord.
Because the scripture says that love covers the multitude of sin,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
And when we look to one another, Father, we should not look through our sin, our mistake, our failing, Father. Because when you look to us from heaven, Father, you look us through the shed blood of the Lamb, Father.
Amen.
And that Lamb, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, cover and take away all the sins, Father.
Amen.
Father,
yes.
we ask you that as we go in different way, Father, to our different places, Father, and you serve it, Father.
Yes.
As to take thy word again this afternoon, Father,
yes,
this
Lord.
Evening.
Yes, Lord.
We commit him at thy hand.
Amen.
Father. You that has put the gift inside of
Lord,
him,
Lord.
Father,
yes, Lord.
Not for himself,
Amen.
Father. Because we know that when the sun arises, not for himself, Father.
Amen.
The sun arises is to bless us, Father.
Amen.
And the gift in a man, Father, not for his own God, Father,
yes,
is to bless thy bride, Father.
Amen.
Let you use him, Father,
please, Lord.
As a vessel of honor in thy hand, Father.
Yes,
that the word we're going to preach it, Father,
please,
people
Lord.
Should receive something, Father.
Amen.
That they will change the life, Father.
Amen.
Not just only to hear an eloquent man, Father,
Amen.
But something that has a power
please.
To transform the life of the people, Father.
Amen.
That the purpose that you send the gospel, Father,
please, Lord.
Is to transform the life of thy people, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to be transformed by the power of the gospel, Father.
Amen.
Bless us all, Father. There may be some of the things we didn't mention, but you know everything, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we commit all these things at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one song as we dismiss. If anybody needs to go, please feel free to go. Let's keep Brother Brian, Sister Deirdre, I'm not sure today while they're not here, so let's keep them in prayer. Also, Sister Maria, we greeted her on Friday. We greet her once again. It's nice to see her. Nice to be with her. May the Lord guide her on her journeys as well.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
Worship you, Lord.
All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you.
Oh, it's in you, Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I awake, Lord, have your way in me.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me.
Have your way.
This is my desire to honor you. Worship you.
Oh Lord, I worship you, Lord.
All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you.
Oh, it's in you, Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart.
My soul,
live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me.
Lord, I give you my heart. Oh, I give you my soul. Live for you alone. Every breath that I take, moment I'm away, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.